last time on the Don and Mike Show.
PlayStation 2, though.
PlayStation. That's our top story today.
I'm telling you, you'd be amazed how many people, myself included, think this is a big day.
Well, I mean, listen to the numbers. I mean, 12 hours, 8 hours in line, waiting.
I don't know if I'd wait in line 12 hours to get a BJ from Elizabeth Hurley.
Much less.
I guess I would. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
The son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
Turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town. And don't call telling jokes.
Ponderous, man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
You can get it. Move to your left. Move to your right. It's the Don and Mike Show. It's the best thing you're going to buy. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, really?
On your radio.
What?
Get into it.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime. Toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, hey, Rob, this is Rob. Rob Grill with the Grassroots. I got your message, and I'd love to come in the studio that day. I'm getting into town probably about noon, and I'll be over in that area around 2. So we can work that out. That'd be great. And then we can talk to Don about his singing ability or lack thereof, and we can figure that one out too. So I'll give you a call tomorrow during business hours and try to hook this thing up. Thanks. Bye. Yeah, Rob, this is Rob Grill with Grassroots. You've got the number. I just wanted to let you know I'm arriving at Dulles at noon, and I'm going to take a cab, and then I have the show at 7. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out. I'm not going to have a car or anything. I don't know if a cab would be right or not, but give me a call back. I'll be home this evening. If you can, call me and let me know if we can work out what time we can do this and discuss the other parts of it. Okay? Thanks. Bye.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
There's nothing like starting the show with a tape message from the great legend, lead singer of the Grassroots, Rob Grill.
It's great.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to call him my pappy, my pa, my old man, Phil.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Daddy Phil, sometimes you just call him DB. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ron Jeremy and all the ships at sea. Ladies, step into their studio and talk to St. Peter. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast, nationwide. The Don and Mike radio show, nationally syndicated. Don't laugh, via Westwood One.
Yeah, baby.
Come on, it's a real company, and it's a new episode coming at you on Friday. August 27th, October 22nd, 27th.
Today is October 27th.
Right.
Phone number, same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh.
877-365-3636. Excuse me, I'm discombobulated. It's been so long since I've lost a bet.
It's been so long since you've lost a baseball bet,
right? What can I say?
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world.
I'll be sitting on a toilet.
Won't you come on in
Midtown Manhattan, wearing an adult diaper.
Miracles, I guess.
I would like to thank the New York Yankees for the first time doing something for me. They helped me by winning the series.
Step into my heart.
And I have a message for the New York Mets.
Yeah.
Why don't you kiss me?
Leave your cares behind.
Because I like being kissed when I'm being asked. And Mike, it's your chance today.
Yes, built with you in mind.
With you in mind.
And I walked all over it. I'm just so excited. I'm so giddy.
Built with you in mind. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, write it down.
Yankees win.
I'm a big loser. And the bet will be paid off is officially next Thursday.
Thursday, we will be in New York City broadcasting live, and you'll be able to see Don on the street, probably right at the beginning of the show, Eastern time.
No, I believe that to maximize the potential for humiliation, we've decided that it will be 5 to 6 p.m.
5 to 6 p.m. when everybody's leaving their office buildings and coming home.
Yep, we'll be in front of the studios of our New York affiliate, WNEW, at 888 7th Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking for something to see, come on out and say hi to Don, and hopefully I'll be able to sit down there with you.
Yeah, we're
it really won't be any fun for me if I'm up in the studio.
No, we're working that out now. We'll have the whole show down on the street for the entire hour that I have to sit there on the toilet in the adult diaper with my face painted that stupid orange and blue that the New York Mets have.
Yeah, never bet against the pinstripes. You know, I think I was in an advantage because the Yankees, they are a franchise that has caused me such misery personally over the years with being a Red Sox fan that I knew that they do it, and now once again the Mets fall prey to the Yankees.
Yep.
Too.
So that's it. And you know, foolish me, I watched the game. I said, you know, I'm the only guy outside of New York that's been watching the game. I don't know if you know, but the ratings suck. It's the worst rated World Series ever.
That's right.
I watched it, and going into the bottom of the ninth, the Mets were winning.
Yeah, the Mets were doing very well.
Yeah, I thought, hey, you know, they're going to pull it out, and then you go to the other stadium, you go to Yankee Stadium.
Well, it was tied for a while. It was 2-2, right, going out of the bottom of the ninth.
Bottom of the ninth. They weren't out of it in the bottom of the ninth.
Not at all, no.
Until the last at-bat for the Yankees. And then
top of the ninth, the Yankees did.
Boom, that's it. So it's over, and you won the bet.
They dispatched the Mets in rather short order, and you know, anybody that was watching the Yankees at the end of the season when they could not suck enough, it just shows you what a championship team they really are, because they came out and did it in the postseason.
They can eat me, and the Mets can eat me, and anyone else that wants to eat me can come eat me while I'm on the toilet next Thursday, 5 to 6, rush hour traffic, Midtown Manhattan, 888 7th Avenue.
And now it's on to our next bet, and more and more, every poll that I read sounds like your guy's going to win the presidency.
Yeah, but I, you know, after losing this, Mike, I'll be honest with you. I'm in a tailspin right now.
Yeah, well, you know, but it might bounce right back. And just remember, we discussed it yesterday. Which would you rather do? And lunch with Tom Gavin is much worse.
I agree that sitting on a toilet in Midtown Manhattan. Much worse. But anyway, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You won the bet.
I must say congratulations to the New York Yankees. Those are words that will never, ever again come out of my mouth.
Pains me to say that, but, you know. It was a fair bet.
Yep.
I let you pick the teams.
You did, and I only picked the Yankees because I just know it's tough to bet against the New York Yankees.
You know, I foolishly thought either team could win. Thanks, Mets. but that's okay. Piazza will have a lot more time to get his girly mustache fixed now. And Al Leiter. Nice job. Nice job. And Mike Bordick and Bobby Valentine.
Chewing his gum.
Yeah, chewing his gum. Smiling. Meanwhile, the Mets are getting their asses kicked. He's over there smiling. Big smile on his face because he's on TV.
The Mets. The Amazing Mets.
Right. Nothing amazing about
that. Where's that song? We're going to win the series. Where is that? I wanted to hear that one last time.
Okay. This is a song performed by the 1969 Mets, a team that actually won the World Series.
Let's not forget the 86 Mets that also won the World Series over the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah. We're
gonna win the series.
I'm on a toilet.
In the series, yes we are.
I'm going to be hoping.
We're the Mets, we have the power.
I'm going to be hoping for the kindness of New York.
next Thursday. I hope that they take pity on me. And I'm actually thinking about putting a tip bucket out there.
I think it's a good idea.
You know, to consider myself to be like one of those idiotic street performers that you see.
Yeah, if you get enough, maybe you can buy dinner that night.
Right, so congratulations, Mike. You've won the bet.
Thank you. It's been a long time since I've won a baseball bet. I've certainly been humiliated myself, and it's going to be nice to see the shoe on the other foot.
Next Thursday, so you can come down and see us. If you live in New York, come on down. Thursday, 5 o'clock, 888 7th Avenue. I'll be there on a toilet for one solid hour wearing the adult diaper.
5 to 6.
5 to 6, prime time.
That's very good of you. It's very big of you because I know you schedule things on the show, and I think that's good that you've picked that prime time.
Prime time.
Prime time.
Now, on today's show, the what would you eat for a trip to Rome? I know that the lobby is already filling up with animals, and I don't mean, you know, literally, and I might mean the people who listen to the show.
We have the vomit bucket already in here.
Yes,
good.
The animals are arriving. We're going to be giving away the trip to Rome today. We're going to bring the people in very shortly and start the competition.
How many are going to have to go before we really get nauseous? Maybe one or two, I think.
I think I can make it probably through. I can make it through most of the show without blowing chunks. The only thing is, if somebody else blows chunks.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm going to urge people that if they are going to blow chunks, that they lift up that bucket and, like, we hold the door for them and they go outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I think they should do it in here.
You want to hear them vomit in here?
Yeah, we got to be able to hear it.
I just hope it stays over there.
Yeah. Because remember, they do get extra points if they vomit. However, it must be a naturally occurring phenomenon.
Spitting out food or faking vomit. No, we don't want to see that.
No, we know what real vomit is. Trust me. We've been around real vomit.
Oh, who hasn't?
And if you really vomit, you get some bonus points. So the people will be coming in shortly to start that part of the show. Also today, we'll get the World Series recap from our favorite Poindexter, Bob Costas.
Hey, that's good. Very good. He's a good guy. Always glad to have him on the show.
Bobby C. will be on the show today. We'd also like to start with some good ratings news. I know that we announced that the ratings came out in New York a couple of weeks ago, and we were up a little bit. The ratings came out in D.C., and we were number one overall in D.C., and number one in all of our demos. And let me see. Today, the ratings came out in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh, boy.
And on KFH, our show overall in the beauty pageant, 12+, we're up to an 8.9 share, which is second place.
Hey, fantastic. Way to go, Wichita.
Solid.
And once again, solid. Are you kidding me, Buzz? Yeah. Number two, 12+, is good. And 25 to 54 adults, which is our demo.
Numero uno.
Once again.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Way to go, Wichita. With a 12.9 share.
Wow. That's fantastic news.
Thank everybody who listens to this show in Wichita, Kansas. We would also like to thank those who listen to us every day from noon till 4 on KHTK in Sacramento.
Noon to 4, where the station does battle with us on a daily basis, but the listeners never let us down in Sacramento.
Nope, and once again, we're number one rated with a 10.7 share.
Ooh, wonderful.
Number one in Sacramento in adults 25 to 54 with a mighty 10.7 share.
That is fantastic. Once again, Sacramento not letting us down. We appreciate it. Everybody out there, thanks so much.
Yeah. So that's great. Great ratings from Wichita. Just a scotch away from being number one, 12+.
Cool.
And number one again, 25 to 54, and number one again, 25-54 in Sacramento. So thank you.
Way to go.
The dominance of this show continues from coast to coast, and we very humbly thank you for your patronage.
Hope all those people in Wichita and Sacramento enjoy our food contest today.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Good morning, Radio God.
Good morning, hello. I don't think it's morning, hello.
Good afternoon, Radio God.
Right, or good evening, or whatever, hi.
Hi, I'm calling you from New York, and I'd like to praise you on your wonderful show. And Don, I will be gladly offering my services to eat you.
Oh, you're calling from New York City?
Yes, I am.
Well, come on down, and yes, you can, if you'd like to, you know, you can eat me. You can take a bite out of my adult diaper next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, I'll be on the street.
Uh-huh. And, Mike?
Yes?
Congratulations on your illustrious winning of the bet.
Thank you for congratulating me on my illustrious winning of the bet.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hey, this is Ed right down the street here. I'm wondering if you guys need a fill-in for the eating contest.
Well, now, Ed, we are open to last-moment entries. We have
I think, over 30 people who signed up. And normally when we do a contest like this...
Yeah, we usually lose a few of them.
Yeah, if we get half the people who actually show up,
mm-hmm.
we're very happy.
Right.
Ed, what is your talent? What can you eat?
2 pounds of raw ground beef.
No, sorry.
That's not
thick enough.
Yeah, not
thick
enough.
Okay.
Not thick enough.
All right, Radio God.
All right, see you later. Thank you, though, Ed. I should mention that the grand prize today, the trip for two to Rome.
Roma!
We have some information on this trip. Your trip includes round trip coach airfare. Come on, what, you expect the first class? five nights hotel, luxury hotel.
They mentioned the airline?
No, they didn't, Mike.
Right, I'm just curious.
I think it's Alaska Air. Whatever. What's the airline that crashes all the time?
Well, a lot of them do, Don, but I don't know. Who flies over to Italy? I guess lots of different people.
Maybe it's Italy Air.
Italy Air?
I don't know.
Alitalia.
It's probably a good airline. You've also got lined up here a tour of the city of Rome and ground transfers to and from.
Hey, what's it to you?
The hotel and airport. So it's actually a very nice first class vacation, except for the coach airfare.
That's one of the cities I've always wanted to visit, Roma. I mean, it's wonderful. What history, you know? Rome, my God.
So that is the grand prize today for the person who impresses us most with what would you eat for a trip to Rome. Each contestant will get 5 minutes to come in and eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the contestants, like the naked girl who's going to eat the bologna sandwich.
We'll let her linger.
Obviously, her 5 minutes could go, well, just a couple seconds longer.
But the people that are specifically eating an amount of food, they have a five-minute cutoff, right?
Right, 5 minutes, and that is it. I do have an update for you on my brother Jim.
Oh, good.
Who, in fact, was not decapitated by the guy up in Portland, Maine. He called me last night from a truck stop in Columbus, Ohio.
Well, he should have called us. Did he give him a little grief? He should have called us.
Yeah, I did. He was on the road yesterday.
Right.
He's going to be on the road today. He will call us next week to tell us everything that happened. Said he had a great time with the guy in Portland.
Very good.
And he thanks him very much. Also, you should know, this is a scheduled day off. We won't be here Monday.
Mm-hmm. Monday. Okay.
Monday is a scheduled day off for maintenance, but we will be back on Tuesday. And so when you turn on the show Monday and you hear the best of, mm-hmm. I don't want you to think anybody's died or anything, you know, because we're all just hanging on by a thread.
You're feeling better, too, right? So you got to tell everybody that. You're feeling better.
Feel great. Actually, truth is, I've got a Redskins commitment on Monday.
Uh-huh.
Rob has to be out at the stadium on Monday. Right. And
we have to tell the true medical news.
And both Mike and Buzz are having medical stuff done on Monday.
Hanging on by a thread. You know, I haven't talked about this, but I had one of those, I think I mentioned it briefly, I had a echocardiogram.
Yes, you did.
A stress echocardiogram where they did a little looking at the ticker.
Mm-hmm.
And when they looked at the ticker, I have a little valve problem.
Oh, no.
And so they're getting another picture of my ticker, and that's going to be another procedure that I have. And then Buzz, you're having like surgery, right?
Yeah, little minor surgery, nothing like that.
So I won't know until we come back on Tuesday, you know, what the deal. But she said, you know, it sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It sucks because I wanted to go in there, have this little procedure done, and walk out and have them go, hey, no problem whatsoever. And it's not, as the doctor said, she's probably being overly cautious. That's what she said to me.
Right. But for the record, even though just 2 weeks ago I was knocking on death's door.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Healthy as a horse.
That's you're good. Feeling good.
Would be here if not for the fact that I got to do the Monday Night Football show.
Right.
And as it turns out, you know, Mike's got to have this heart valve thing done on Monday.
I'm just having a picture taken of my heart.
And Buzz, what is it you're having done?
It's the minor procedure to sort of clean up the mess that was created earlier by the earlier procedures.
Welcome to the geriatric show.
Actually, the truth of it is surgery is my new hobby. That's
welcome
what I do.
Welcome to Imus in the Morning.
I would like to distance myself from this right now.
You got off your deathbed.
I know, but now I'm feeling great. So I'd like to, if possible, distance myself from this, and I think you should distance yourself from this.
I'm fine. So I'm just I'll be fine.
You're going in for a test.
And I feel great. I'm just having a very minor procedure.
what is the minor procedure you're having done?
I think they're going to remove my belly button, which has proved to be problematic since the surgery.
But this could
really
leak.
thinking, right?
I would say, seriously, right, within the next 5 years, Don will get a kidney transplant, mm-hmm, I'll get a heart transplant, and Buzz will die.
No, I'll get a belly button transplant.
So anyway, that's why we won't be here Monday, but we will be back Tuesday with the all-new episode for you.
Oh, my God.
What a mess.
Yeah, we are.
You know, just, I know if we didn't say anything about it. First off, I know that people are upset when we're not here and we don't announce it. And we do try to make a point of letting you know in advance.
I just want to say,
when we're not going to be here.
I know I'm going to be here Tuesday. I guarantee I'll be here Tuesday. What's being done to me is just like getting an X-ray.
Right.
I'm not having a medical procedure done.
And Mike,
there could be complications.
Mike, I guarantee I'll be here Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just doing the football game on Monday.
Very good. I'll be here Tuesday.
Can you guarantee that?
Of course not.
Of course not. Okay. All right. But anyway, because I know that, you know people, and rightly so, you get into a groove, you expect to get in your car at the end of the day and have us be there for you. And you know, we just like telling you, we're not going to be here Monday. We're scheduled. What can you do? We'll be back on Tuesday. Oh, and Tuesday, incidentally, we're going to be having our giant Halloweenie contest.
Halloweenie.
Can't tell you exactly what's involved yet, except to say that it involves girls and dildos.
Very good.
Okay, that'll be a dildo. That'll be our big Halloweenie show that we're having on Tuesday.
Squeezita.
Next week. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's pretty in the news.
Hey.
Mike won the bet.
It's your guy.
He won't sit on the toilet, no. Go, Mike! Go, Mike! I heard you're off the sauce now, big guy. I hope your heart's okay.
Oh,
you know that guy,
serious wretch. It's been a long time.
That guy loves you, Mike.
He does. Nice to have one out there.
And you should see the joy, really, on Mike's face. It didn't translate because
I know, because I wish they were making a lot of noise. He's an old friend, and it's good to hear from him.
Old friend,
old friend, sitting around and swapping stories, old friend.
But Mike's face lit up as soon as that guy got through.
And, you know, when you get a bad ticker, you got to lay it low.
Hello, hello, Don, Mike's show.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what David Letterman had to do? Get a picture of his heart, and then he went in for quintuple bypass right afterwards?
My heart looked great, except for this one little thing. She wants to get another picture so she has an idea of what the deal is. That's all that is.
But didn't
I guarantee you, I will be here Tuesday.
Don't worry.
There is no doubt in my mind that I will be here Tuesday.
No problem. I put the call into George McFly already.
Oh. George McFly. Buena suerte. Good luck with that.
Yeah. You know, we might not be here Wednesday, though.
That's why?
Buzz's funeral.
Oh, God. No, we'd have it in the morning.
Oh, good. We could do it?
We'd have it in the morning. Because we're taking Monday off. We'd have Buzz's funeral in the morning, and we'd come in, and we would do the... Now, listen. I think that the tribute to Buzz could be wrapped up probably in just an hour, right?
Right.
I mean, we've always talked about if I kicked, that we'd get like a day-long tribute, two-day tribute. Mm-hmm. If you kicked... Much the same deal.
And let me tell you something. If I die and you replace me with George McFly, I will come back and haunt you. You can do much better than that. You could put an ad in a trade paper and do better than that.
I just said that to bust your balls.
All right, very good.
Okay? Come on, please.
I will haunt you. I'll be like Marley's ghost every night.
Just
Donnie, why did you do that? Woo!
Just to bust your balls. Although for a brief moment, when you told me that, I almost thought about calling him and telling him
that he would be replacing me if I died.
No. Just to tell him.
Right.
That there's a possibility, a remote possibility, that you'd be having some kind of a heart problem. But I know it'd be cruel on my part.
Yeah. Right, because if I did die, you wouldn't hire George McFly.
No, I would not.
You'd probably hire somebody relatively soon, but George McFly. So that would be toying with... And you imagine if I did die, what that would do to George McFly?
Oh, my God.
It would kill him. It would, and then he'd die.
Yeah, that's right. They'd be haunted by two guys. They'd be haunted by one guy. Well, no, you wouldn't haunt me because I wouldn't hire George McFly.
Exactly.
But I'd be haunted by George McFly flying around going, why didn't you hire me?
One guy dies of a heart condition, another guy dies with like a gun in his mouth.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. For the trip to Italy, I like to eat a cross between a pizza and lasagna.
Okay, listen, you should have called in already.
It's called Pisagna.
Okay, turn it on. Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to know when you're taking applications and interviewing for Buzz's replacement. I am a nice guy, and I don't like children either.
All right, now listen, you know, to be honest with Buzz, he has not had this latest procedure yet.
Right.
Now, will you be hospitalized for this, Buzz?
I'm going into a hospital for a couple of hours.
Are they cutting you?
Yeah, there'll be a little cutting. But not a lot of people die from belly button surgery, and I believe I will be awake during the procedure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they're going to give you a local? They're not going to knock you out?
They said they were going to make me loopy and then give me a local.
Gotcha. Mm. And this is all because of the colon problems you had years ago.
Well, and when
this is your incompetent medical practitioner.
No incompetence involved. But when they sewed me back together.
No. Listen, the truth is that Buzz had like some doctor before. When Buzz originally had his problem when he had, you know, the colostomy bag, which was a nightmare. That's not a joke. That was a nightmare.
Yeah, and what they did is they took a goddamn can opener to
him. Yeah, he had a guy who had a law degree from the University of, the country of Mexico, one of those guys who got his law
medical degree.
Yeah, his medical degree off the back of a matchbook cover where it says, you know, if you can draw this deer, you have a future in art. I mean, the guy went in there.
Well,
Edward Scissorhands was doing Buzz's surgery.
You have a new person that's doing this, or is it the same person that chopped you up the first time?
I'll try to keep this brief. Seconds counted, so they did. They sliced me open like a trout and in order to save my life, which they did, and thank God he saved my life. He did a great job. So I love that guy.
All right.
Then
Then
a different surgeon installed a plastic mesh.
That surgeon was the FF.
Imagine like a piece of screen door, you know, the screen material made of nylon. That I have like a 4x4 square of that sewn into my abdomen to hold me together.
Which is why on occasion, I mean, we kid him about it, Buzz actually leaks through his shirt.
Yeah, and occasionally if you're standing outside next to Buzz, like in the middle of New York City for crossing the street, you can be right in back of Buzz. And feel the breeze
through the screen doors.
Sure, so the guy put the screen in your stomach. Now, is he the bad doctor?
Well, it was a she, and she's out of state, so I think I can say yes to that, but I don't know if that's true.
Another good thing is in the summertime, if we're driving along, we don't want to get any bugs in the car, but we do want to get nice airflow, we just have Buzz put his stomach up against the window, and then we roll it down.
So anyway, there's this kind of infection apparently related to that screen, and over Christmas, as a Christmas present myself, I'm having it ripped out.
Now, so it's a new doctor, a third doctor.
Right, yeah, a third or fourth
who's going to be performing the procedure on you on Monday.
When Buzz's wife cooks pasta, she no longer has to use a colander. She just has Buzz lie across the pot.
Strain it on my belly.
a strainer. And are they really going to remove your belly button?
I don't know. They're either going to seal it somehow, try to close it off.
Does that mean you have a fake one?
Remove it. No, there's enough. I'll be fine. It'll be fine. Well, it'll be normal.
What does your belly button serve on your body beyond, like, in The Matrix where they shot those oogie things into Keanu Reeves through his belly button? What does your belly button do?
It serves no purpose, and since it's really just a tube of flesh that's tied in a knot and cut off,
change in there on a long trip.
Keep a chain? No, I don't have it.
You're driving with your shirt off.
No, there's no room in there. There's no room.
Really?
Yeah. You know, Buzz, when they remove it, you could put it on eBay. You could conceivably turn a profit for the whole operation.
You know, if they remove it,
could you get change in your belly button? Could you get a quarter in your belly button and make it stay there?
We're checking now.
I don't think so. I could get a dime in there, I bet.
Do we have a quarter?
Get some change, Rob.
Be right back.
I think I could get a dime in there. I don't think I could get a quarter in my belly button.
I think the key would you need to get a quarter and a dime in there. That would make it an official change deposit for, like, tolls on the highway.
There was a time I could have held a dime, but not anymore. Nothing right now.
And now, what do you have now? Is it an Audi or is it...
It's an Innie, but it's there's not a lot of depth there.
So it really looks kind of fake? Does it look weird? Are they going to make it right?
Doesn't look gross. It just doesn't look quite right.
Are you going to get a prosthetic belly button if they have to take that one out?
I think it'll end up kind of looking like that, yes.
It'll look like a fake one, like the kind that when you wear the fake boobs and the nice belly, it's like a breastplate?
A nickel for each of you. Can do that.
A nickel. Okay.
You can do a nickel. You can certainly do a dime.
All right, and the deal is supposed to be to see if you can get this to stay in your belly button?
Right.
No, I can't. God damn, Mike.
Wow.
That thing is... I can't even see it in your belly
button. Almost looks like a piercing.
Yeah.
Look at that. I can't get it to stay in my belly button.
Journey to the center of the earth.
I can't do it. Get him a bigger one.
Oh, don't smell the quarter.
No, it was just a nickel. Get him a quarter.
Give me a quarter and I'll put the quarter.
Get him a quarter.
I bet I can get two quarters, a dime, and a nickel in there and let it and make it stay there, and I will be able to jump up and down.
Well, you know what? When you just put the quarter in your belly button, in your belly button, I couldn't see it.
Now, I can't put it like, you know, like standing up. I have to put it on its side and shove it in there, but I can get it in there.
Mm-hmm. What is it with me that I can't even get a...
You don't have a lot of depth in your belly button.
I can't get a goddamn nickel in my belly button.
I have an extraordinarily deep belly button, not to mention, you know, even though I've lost some weight, there's still ample tummy down there to fold in there.
Yeah, you know, this is the way this place is, too.
If you need, like, a quarter. This is how hard it is. I bet they're going to people, I can't help you.
Yeah, just a second. I wonder what Lisa could get into her belly button.
I bet she can't fit anything in there.
Oh, she got a piercing in there, right?
Oh, yeah, she does.
So I bet you could get something in there.
Thank you, Buzz.
I bet you could put a Susan B. Anthony in Lisa's.
Here we go.
Okay, what do you got there now, Mike?
All right, hold on.
You got a quarter?
Yeah, just give me a second here.
Okay.
Two quarters, a dime. Two quarters, a dime, and a nickel.
Hey, Good Housekeeping just called. Once again, they're proud to give us the title of the stupidest radio show ever.
Yay! All right, here we go.
Okay. Mike's putting inside his belly button now. A quarter? Is it a quarter first?
It's two quarters.
There it goes. That's maybe the funniest thing I've ever seen. And he's actually jumping around.
Oh, there we go.
And it finally came out.
It came out, but I kept it in there for a long time.
See if you can go for two quarters and a nickel, or two quarters and a dime.
All right, two quarters and a dime, I think I can get in there.
So you can get 60 cents.
Two quarters and a dime, I can do it.
60 cents in your belly button.
It's like one of those coin pouches you squeeze.
God damn, I mean, I know, you know, guys have penis envy.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have belly button envy.
Oh, you shouldn't.
I could not get a nickel in my belly button.
Hi, everybody.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you want to?
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Here you go.
Because it's a contest, Buzz.
I'm jumping up and down.
And he has...
And now, hey, the toll's here. How about just a quarter, Rob?
Yeah.
There we go.
Fantastic. He has 60 cents in his belly button.
You know, I could probably get the dimes.
How many dimes do you think you could get in there?
I could probably get four dimes and a quarter in there.
You know, that would really come in handy if Mike was a nudist.
Right.
Because he wouldn't need pockets. He could just carry his money
around.
I could
almost stand them up in there.
All right.
I almost stand up. See, I got two dimes in there.
Yeah, I can't even tell you anything in your belly button.
Anybody want a soda?
Uh-oh.
All right, see
how much you haven't lost it.
See how much, see what your maximum load is.
All right, I need lots of dimes. That's what
dimes is what you need. Hold on.
Okay, go get this man some dimes.
Put the quarters.
I like a roll of dimes.
Here he goes.
25.
It's funny. It's funny watching him put
75
money into his belly button.
It's like a magic
trick.
It's
hard to get once you get the quarters in there. There's not a lot of. Yeah, but if I put the dimes under the quarters,
mm-hmm.
85. 95. I'm gonna put a whole dollar.
Get a dollar and change into your belly button.
I got one nickel to go.
Okay,
one nickel to go.
Oh God.
There you go.
Now be careful, or you're going to need belly button surgery.
All right, a dollar and change.
Here you go. You have a dollar and change.
Dollar and change.
In your belly button.
And now I'll dump it out.
Here we go.
Here we go.
There we go.
He just shakes his belly and it all came out.
And Mike, you keep that money.
Thank you very much.
God damn.
All right. I knew I have an extremely deep belly button. You know, occasionally there'll be like, you know, mice in there and stuff. It's pretty neat. What do you got?
Dimes.
Dimes?
All right, let's see how many dimes you can get. Okay. See if you can go more than a dollar.
All right, that'd be 10 dimes.
The salespeople said you can keep those.
Okay.
10,
20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80.
All right, 80 cents worth of dimes.
Eight
all right,
dimes.
All right, Mike's going to try to put 8 dimes in his belly button.
All right, here we go. We have a drum roll so I can get one in there.
Okay. Oh, you'll be able to get one. Hell, you just had it.
No, I mean, no one. Just that's fine. All right. One.
Two.
Three. Four. Five. How you doing? Six.
This might be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Seven.
I don't know if you ever considered doing this on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Eight. I'd do this on stage.
Oh, that's great.
Not eight.
Eight.
That's the limit. Eight dimes.
All right, ready? Ready for the change?
Here we
Spencer?
Go.
Yeah, here you go.
Okay, time to play the arcade. There it goes. Oh, what was hiding behind?
He got seven out when he shook his belly. One stayed in there.
Piece of cake. Piece of cake. I could easily get a dollar's worth of dimes in there.
Wow.
In fact, the dimes are easier than the quarters because the quarters are a little too wide. So I can do it.
They stretch you.
What's the most amount of money you think you could get in there? Because you've had a dollar based up of nickels, right, dimes, and quarters, and you've had 80 cents in dimes.
All right, I'm going to try three quarters, and I'm going to try all the dimes.
Okay.
Wow, that's 75. All right, this is tough. All right, hold on. This is tough because I've got... All right, hold on. I've got the...
You know, and I thought I was going to see a great show today when the people came down to eat all the stuff.
All right, I've got 75 cents in there now.
You've already got three quarters in your belly button.
I'm trying to add another dollar in dimes.
I'm collecting the dimes.
Look at that, Buzz. He's got 75 cents in his belly button already.
I'll never be able to do this.
All right, here we go.
And I don't even have belly button surgery.
85.
I couldn't get a nickel in there.
95. $1.05.
And they're not coming out.
$1.15.
I mean,
oh, dear.
It's not like they are hanging precipitously, you know, just balancing like on an edge to come out.
$1.25. $1.35. $1.45.
Wow.
$1.55. It's getting easier now.
Really?
Damn.
$1.65.
Do you feel anything like unwrapped on the inside?
Hold on, he just lost a dime.
That counts, so I got $1.65 in there.
$1.
Yay.
$1.65.
You always hear stories about people leaving stuff behind, you know?
Right.
I hope I didn't leave one in there.
$1.65 in that man's belly button.
A very deep innie. I've been blessed with a very deep innie, and
wow.
I'm very, very, very proud of that.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
Wow, put that on the resume.
That's terrific, and I will do that at a Las Vegas-style show. It would be my plan. If you're going to sit outside in an adult diaper, it's the least I can do to show my navel and do that.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's some talent.
That's cool.
Fantastic.
God damn it. That's talent. And like I said, I thought I was going to see a show today when the people came in. Hello. Hey, Colette.
Yes.
Hi, it's Don and Mike.
Hi.
Are any of our animal listeners here yet?
Yeah, they're out in the lobby by the elevator.
Look like a good crowd, Colette? About how many people out there?
I really can't see because they all spread it out. Maybe about six.
Maybe six? All right, that's enough to start. Okay, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Colette. Hey, that's Colette, and obviously it's Friday, and she's had a long week.
Yes, so I'll spread it out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Bethany. I would just like to thank you guys because I'm coming home from George Mason, and I was bored at a stoplight, and I figured that I found out that I can put seven pennies in my belly button, and I have a belly ring.
Wow.
Okay, well, listen. Good for you.
You can be proud about that, honey, but you will never come close to the record that Mike set.
Yeah, and you know something?
Oh, God, no. That was awesome. I'd
$1.65. Three quarters.
Over the weekend when I'm enjoying some adult beverages with my friends, I will try to get a maximum. I'm going to try to get...
Is he going off the wagon again this weekend?
Yeah. It's Halloween. I mean, it's not Halloween technically, but it's the Halloween party. I've got to be in a Halloween costume all weekend.
So let me add it up, though. You had 75, 85, 95, 105, 25... 105, 115, 25, 30, 40, 50, 60. You had
three quarters
and nine dimes in your belly button.
Three quarters and eight dimes in my belly button.
Hold on, sir.
Yeah.
85, 95, 105, 15, 25, 35, 45, 60. You're right. Eight. Jesus Christ.
That's amazing.
That man had 11 coins in his belly button at once.
And he's going to try to top it.
All right, hold on.
There's no way I could top that, but I am having a Halloween party this weekend, and I will try and impress all my friends by showing them what I can do.
All right, hold on. Mike's going to try for one more.
Right,
what are you going for?
I'm trying, first of all, to start out with a base of a dollar.
Okay,
four quarters.
Four quarters in his belly button.
This weekend. <hard.
laughs> Emergency rooms across America will be removing coinage.
All right, Buzzy's already got four quarters in his belly button, no problem.
$1.10
from people's navels.
$1.20. $1.30.
Four more and you've got a new record.
$1.40. Come on, man. Was that $1.40 that I just put in?
Yep.
$1.50.
One city. You put two more in and you break your record. And incidentally, he's able to move and pick up the coins, and the stuff that's in his belly button's not moving.
So you're 60?
One more and you break your record. Push, Mike.
Shoot. He's
push.
Wincing.
Push.
Hold on, I'm just trying.
He's manipulating his skin. He almost looks like a woman.
$1.70?
He almost looks like a woman diddling herself there.
New record.
Okay, now he's going to break it.
$1.80.
$1.80. Is it in there?
Hold on. I got to hold it in there.
$1.80.
$1.80.
Wow. $1.80. Four quarters
and eight dimes, and they are still in there.
All right, now I'm going to dump it on. There it is.
He just put four quarters and eight dimes in his belly button.
Thank you all very much. That's thank you. I'll great. Be here all week.
Congratulations. You guys have a good Halloween.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, man, I figured out a new trick.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more thrilled. I mean, this is a wonderful gag.
Wow. Four quarters and eight dimes in your belly button.
Mm-hmm. Impressive.
And I mean, they were in there.
You know, if I could get two more dimes in there, I could go into bars and bet people I could get $2 and change in my navel.
Mike, I think that people would be mighty impressed with $1.80.
$1.80.
Listen, can I tell you something? You had me at 160. You had me just at 160.
Maybe that would be the strategy. I say I can do $1.50, and then I bump it up to two. I could easily go $2.
I think you can impress people if you tell them you can get $1. I think you can impress people by telling them you can put four quarters in your navel.
If I told them I could get $1.50 in, if I could get 75, no, I'd have to be $1.50. If I can get $1.50 in change in my navel and jump up and down and keep it in there, then I know I can do
that. Well, keep in mind, this is your first attempt. You could easily work up to $5 or $6.
Yeah, there's a stretch factor.
That's right. True. Yeah.
Like maybe if I put it in there and sleep with it.
Apply yourself. Yeah.
Clear the line. Clear the line. Time for call 100. And then we're going to start the eating show.
Yay.
Because nothing gets me hungrier than looking at Mike put $1.80 and change in his belly button.
I'm very pleased that I've learned a new human trick.
Great trick.
Absolutely.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in its tools, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face-to-face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
It's time to lock crotches and swap gravy. It's time for Don and Mike.
All right, just ahead of caller 100, I have to mention, did anybody see Honey Lee Gifford on the Today Show today?
No, I did not see that. This was her big appearance, right? She was performing, wasn't she?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was
horrible. I mean, she has no talent.
Frickin'-diculous. They interviewed her.
Right.
I didn't watch that part.
Who did the interview? Lauer?
No, Katie.
Katie did. Right.
And then she went outside to the plaza to perform, and you know how when they have somebody popular, they're like NSYNC, and they had like 100,000 people. Even if they have somebody who's not really popular.
Even
like
somebody like Chicago.
Right. It was packed. Well, today there were maybe, I'll be generous, maybe 1,000 people there. And of the 1,000 people there, and I'm being generous again, maybe 5 were there because Connie Lee Gifford was going to sing. All the rest were just the usual.
Just tourists, you know, in New York for the week.
Yeah.
Curious onlookers.
The mooks holding their signs up.
Right.
So she came out to sing. She had on leather pants.
Oh, God.
And she had on a little top with spaghetti straps. And
how'd she look?
Okay, let me say this correctly. Her cow kitties.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, were they pointing down to the ground?
Yeah. She's got some big jugs.
But the gravity is taking its toll.
But she needs something to lift those cow kitties up.
Yeah. They tend to pancake.
Because they were, now they're big.
Right.
They're big.
Mm-hmm. Were they underneath the spaghetti strap outfit that she had? Were they unconfined?
Yes, I believe that they were.
Wonderful.
So you were actually seeing the cow kitties as they were, hanging down. And the song she was doing, which incidentally is a joke, the whole thing about Kathy Lee being a singer is a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not. I mean, she was a singer for Name That Tune.
She's never going to have a hit record. She's never going to have a hit record.
Right.
Under any circumstance, the song was a blatant ripoff of something that Shania Twain would do.
Okay.
Where there was a lot of that. Bow, 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 down, 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 down.
Oh, really?
And lots of stopping. And
let's go, girls.
And lots of stopping and starting in the song. And it was something about heartbreak, but the funniest thing, and I wish I could remember to tape it to bring it in so we could analyze it, was during the musical bridge,
right,
when the band was playing,
mm-hmm.
just watching Kathy Lee trying to be a rock star up on stage where, you know, she's getting into the music and she's doing this thing and she's dancing back and forth, and they pan to the crowd, and if there was one word I'd use to describe the crowd, it was disinterested.
Uh-huh. Morbid curiosity.
No. Disinterested, constipated, and the most beautiful thing of all is as she's shaking on stage and she's trying to act like a rock star, they cut to a guy in the crowd who's looking at her, and he goes out and he checks his watch.
Oh.
It was a truly beautiful moment.
Really sad.
I
wish one of us had seen the Katie Couric interview, because the Associated Press this afternoon says that Katie called Kathy Lee on her repeated use of the Austin Powers Yeah Baby. Apparently she uses this a lot and used it over and over and over again in the Today Show interview. And Katie Couric says, finally, what is the deal with the Yow Baby thing? Kathy Lee blamed it on Cody. She said Cody really likes that, and she picked it up from there.
Right.
Everything. Yeah, there you go. Always, her kids always handy just to dive right in and, you know, put up that screen.
Everything's Cody's fault. Listen, if anybody out there has it today of the tape of the Today Show, why you tape it? I don't know, unless you're a mental patient.
But there are people that tape it, though.
If John Hinckley is listening, if you're out on a pass today, bring down your tape of the Today Show, because there'd be nothing funnier than for you to see what I saw, which is her pretending that she's a rock star.
She is something.
And the best was just the total disinterest from the crowd.
And of course, she will not be booked on the Regis show.
No.
You won't be seeing her on her little CD tour.
Never.
And she's not doing... CBS isn't going to make the mistake of giving her another Christmas special, right?
Oh, no, that was done last year.
That's over. No more. Nobody's going to give her a Christmas special.
That's it. She's done. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, am I caller 100?
Yes, you sure are. Hi, what's your name?
Go ahead.
I know I said, what's your name?
My name is Kurt Collins.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Annandale.
Okay, you've won the Halloween prize pack. That means you win a box of Frankenberry and Count Chocula cereal.
Frankenberry, Count Chocula.
These Halloween cereals, along with
Blueberry.
Blueberry can be found at grocery stores nationwide. Happy Halloween from General Mills. But wait, there's more. You've also won a sex toy.
How appropriate.
A personal pleasure toy from Forbidden Food. Fruit, the only place to go for erotic toys and lingerie for adults, and we thank you.
That's a weird giveaway, man. We give away...
Yeah, that is very weird. Breakfast, win that.
Breakfast cereal for children and a sex toy for the adults.
That's right. Well, that's what we pride ourselves on.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
Great.
Thanks for listening.
Much.
Okay, and really, if anybody's got the tape of the Today Show...
No!
I mean, I swear to God, you will laugh your balls off.
So she's going the kind of crossover country sound. That's what she's trying to accomplish.
And then the second song that I saw was... one of those songs that she wrote about GIF. Okay, so the first song was like her attempt to have a Shania Twain hit record, and the second song was one of those where she was, "You broke my heart in a million pieces."
Drawing on her personal tragedy.
Yeah, right.
To make her music.
Meanwhile, you know, the whole time, the Regis is laughing. And they did not run Kathy Lee directly against Regis. They ran Kathy Lee from 8 until 9.
Right.
You know, because they've been saying that it was going to be the battle, that the two of them were going to battle together.
Sure.
And you had to know that Regis was sitting over in his dressing room, you know, at 8:30, laughing his ass off, you know, with his butt buddy, Gelman.
Unbelievable.
Because Gelman was dressing him for his show.
I got to see that. I have to see that, especially with the leather pants on.
And,
Were they baggy leather pants?
No, you know, for she's like 48.
Right.
She's got a good body for a 48-year-old. I still do her.
So she looks like she's still taking care of herself?
Yeah, but today was the first day that I really noticed the cow kitties.
Yeah.
They are really, really just droopy dogs.
She's got a case of sagittosis.
I've been watching Regis all week because Regis has had on the Pigs of Radio.
That's right.
The Women of Radio. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is that all of the women of radio, all of the women who I guess generally are like the traffic reporters and,
right.
and stuff like that, they've come on the show, and Regis is threatened by them rather than just welcome them in and ask them about their radio shows and ask them, you know.
Well, you know what it is when you get a radio person on TV. I mean, they just go mental. I mean, the pushing is just relentless.
No, but I want to say, in defense of these pigs who they've brought on,
right.
that at least the couple of days I've seen, the women haven't been that way.
Really? Because Regis is just sucking all the air out of the room?
Yeah, Regis is so terribly, terribly threatened by the fact that there's someone else sitting next to him who might have something to say.
Right, that he's trying to dominate.
You know, he had a girl on from Green Bay, not from our station, I think, in Green Bay, from some other station in Green Bay, and she was a little mousy nothing, and she was like, I guess she's a big deal in Green Bay that... Yeah, she does the noon news on TV there, and
right.
she's on the local Breakfast Flakes radio show in the morning there, and Regis was just cutting her apart.
Really?
Wow. Just cutting her apart, and he was doing the same thing today with this pig that they had on from Dallas.
That's weird.
This girl's name was Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, she was a grade-A pig.
Kelly Raspberry?
Yeah, but I felt bad for her because, you know, they fly these women out to be on the show after they've already humiliated themselves by making these ridiculous audition tapes that they sent in.
Right.
And then...
None of them have a chance of really being the host of the show.
No, and then Regis just sits there and cuts them apart.
Wow.
You know, for the 10
minutes... What does he say? What does he mean? He's
what,
just
no,
nasty?
What it is like where he'll say... For instance, you said today, so you're from Dallas, huh? Yeah, Dallas. Right. And he just says it in a way as to say, you know, Dallas...
I'm so superior, yeah. Regis?
Dallas is nothing, and there's lots of talking of himself in the third person.
Well, Regis doesn't like Dallas.
Oh, and I know, here's what it is. He would ask each of the pigs of radio what they've done.
Right.
And as they would start to do as instructed, and they would start to say, well, last night I went out to a restaurant, I had my picture taken at a restaurant, then Regis says, well, that's fine, but... It's time to talk about what Regis did last night.
Oh, really?
Last night, Regis went to a play.
Did he say it like that?
Yes.
God, I got to check that out because he's gone nuts.
No, every day this week, he's really...
He needs somebody to keep him in line. He really does.
He's been out of control. I mean, I never thought I'd say this. I wish Connie Lee was back on that show.
Right.
But this was all made me feel bad for these women of radio.
Yeah, you take that back. You don't know what you're thinking when you say something like that.
What, that I wish Connie Lee was back?
Yeah, don't tell me you're starting to soften up on her.
Now, come on, she did give us good material.
She did indeed.
You know, and there's not as much to goof on when it's just stupid Regis sitting there.
Well, when are they ever going to make, I mean, by spring, by the spring sweeps, will they make a decision, or what are they going
to
do?
I expect them to make a decision in November.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, that's the sweeps, right, sweeps
right.
month. All right. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Still pulling for Susan Anton.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hi, I was just wondering did you catch it when, on the Kathy Lee, when Matt Lauer interviewed her, I guess he introduced her, and he said something like, oh, look, there's a few hundred people out there, and she corrected him, said, no, you mean a few thousand people. There was no few thousand people out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, it was...
That's right, because that's easy when they have those big crowds.
Out at the plaza, you could tell that there was virtually nobody there.
I mean, you get a group like the Doobie Brothers in there or something like that, and it is
packed
people.
Across the street. You could see across the street, and, I mean, it was just... In the area right there. When I watched it this morning, I was cracking up. I was like, oh, Dawn and Mike are going to have a field day with this. Then she was jumping up and dancing, and then she said, oh, this song is for you. This is for Matt Lauer, Heartbreaker.
Such a phony.
Oh, my God, it was so funny.
You know, when a band like Chicago, a band that's obviously past their prime, even when a crappy band like Chicago comes out and performs, the crowd goes wild. You hear the deafening applause. When Kathy Lee was done, it was a little of this. And then you could actually hear her say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're wonderful. Thank you. When normally the crowd noise is so deafening
that you can't hear the performer say thank you.
Right.
You just hear like the reverberation off the buildings with not people in front of them.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Karen.
Yes,
and if my husband's listening to the other part of the house, I want to say hi, honey. He's home with me. I'm a fellow surgery person like Buzz.
Ah.
So he's home taking care of me. And same kind of surgery as Buzz.
Awesome. Wow. We've tapped into a real interesting audience.
Really? So I'm sorry, you'll be dying also soon?
We've tapped into shut-ins. Shut-ins now are calling the show.
What can we do for you?
This is so great. See, the best thing about being in the hospital, I could listen to you all the time, and I could also keep tabs on all the television shows for you and call in and give you a synopsis.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I hate to be rude to a sick lady, but what do you want?
Okay, I saw the interview, made my husband watch it too, because we absolutely hate her. We have to watch for Don and Mike homework. Anyway, Katie said, so how does it feel now that you're not leaving every single day to go to work? And she said, well, you know, I don't miss that at all. Well, how do your kids feel that you're home all the time? Well, actually, I'm never home anymore. I've been gone a full 3 weeks and they don't see me. And just the other day, Mike Cassidy said to me, Mommy, I wish you'd go on the other show. And then everybody went, oh. And then she said, but of course, this comes from the same little girl who said to me the other day, Mommy, you cut my nails so short that I can't even pick my nose anymore.
Jesus.
Oh, God, she is nauseating.
She is still so goddamn annoying, isn't she?
She truly is.
She really is.
She, you know, right now, she's probably dying to get back on that show.
Of course. Yeah. Well, it's killing her that the old man's still getting some ratings.
Remember my prediction. She will have a talk show of her own. She will have a talk show of her own. That will be all she has left. Once she does the thing where she tries to be the pop star, which is going to be unsuccessful, once she runs the gamut of all the other crap that she does, she will probably need a talk show. And someone at some crappy network will offer her a talk show.
Hello, UPN. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You know, I'm so glad you guys saw that. And, Don, you hit it right on the head. I actually felt sorry for her. It was so bad. But you didn't comment on her lack of talent. I mean, when she was trying to hit the note, she had to hold the mic a foot away from her, and she was relying heavily on her backup singer.
Oh, yeah. She had three backup singers that were drowning her out. And this guy's absolutely right. On the high notes, she would hold the microphone away from her mouth.
Yeah, so as not to be heard.
Yeah.
Because really, if it was really up close, you'd hear...
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, who let the dogs out? Hey, Mr. 40.
What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
I'm nice today, baby. Hey, so it's going to be a position open on the show?
Yes.
Yeah, either me or Buzz, but one of us is probably going to die within the year.
No. My money's on Buzz. You're healthy as a horse.
All right, yeah, it's going to be Buzz.
No, you just put $1.80 in your belly button.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
A healthy man would do that.
Feeling stronger every day.
There you go. Yeah.
So I just fill out an application?
You don't have to fill out the application. As soon as we get the news about Buzz, we'll call you.
Okay, I got two bottle caps in my belly button.
two bottle caps.
Have you had any 40s yet today?
Just a couple. I just left a little club, you know, because it's Friday. You know, got to start the party off early.
You just left the club, so what time did you get to the club, 40?
Well, 11.
11 this morning?
11:30. Open at 11.
You know, he has that sound to him that he's been at it for a while.
Are you bombed already?
Nah, not bomb, just nice.
Just nicely buzzed? So you've been...
just nice.
You've been at a club since 11:30 this morning?
Yeah, till like 2, and then I've been driving.
No.
I wouldn't put it that way. I'm in a cab.
Oh, you're in a cab, very good.
In a cab, all right. All right, 40...
Hey, Mike, you drinking this weekend?
You know something? Yep. I don't know. I might not. I won't know. I won't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Please don't. Come on.
I don't know.
You got to see his face. He's 100% lying.
I was planning on having a light beer or two.
A light? O'Doul's?
No.
Not that light.
Maybe an Amstel Light.
His regular Amstel Light.
The Amstel Light or two.
All right.
Leads to...
20.
I'm in the Grey Goose.
I'll get in the program.
All right. See you, 40.
Yeah, peace out.
All right, peace out. Have a nice weekend.
You too, Brad. Talk to y'all.
Okay, bye-bye.
He's bombed. He is bombed. You can tell when he's like...
Yeah.
At a club at 11:30 this morning.
Jesus Christ, it's Friday morning at 11:30.
Wow.
All right, let's bring the contestants in.
Yeah.
We're going to start with a guy named Nate for the What Would You Eat for a Trip to Rome show.
Oh, my God. We're starting out with a bang here.
Yes, Nate is going to eat. All right, come on in, Nate. Nate's going to eat, and he has 5 minutes to do this. 5 live cockroaches and 12 crickets.
All right, Nate, you have your bugs there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Nate, sign in, please. Hi, Nate. Where are you from?
Stephen City, Virginia.
And where did you get these live insects?
Right over here at the Petco, right up at the street.
And we can see that they're live because they're in bags.
Now, these are farm-raised cockroaches, too. These are... Can I ask you if when you go in there, like, take them out one at a time? Because, really, they're jumping all over the place. And I don't want to get a bunch of bugs in the studio.
Now, are you going to start with the crickets?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are there cockroaches in there also?
No.
No, they're just crickets?
I couldn't find any cockroaches.
So you're going to be eating live crickets.
All right, so I got it. So I'm going to scratch the cockroaches.
Mm-hmm.
No cockroaches. But he is going to eat 12 crickets. I'm going to ask you to eat each one individually, please.
I was going to eat them all this in a bag.
You're going to what?
You're going to what?
They go like, you can get them in the bottom like this.
Yeah.
And then tilt the bag and eat them.
Okay. All right. If that's the way you'd like to.
You want your whole mouthful.
Start his 5 minutes?
Yeah, start his 5 minutes. His time has started.
All right, I'm going to get up close to see this. Oh, my God. Don, can you show Don the bottom of the bag?
Let me see the bag. Can you hold it up there, Nate? Let me see what you're doing. Will you pass that over?
That is just crawling with bugs.
This is really gross. In this bag, and when I put my fingers up against the bag.
You can feel them?
Yeah, you can take a picture of that, Charlie? Because I think I'm going to put this up on DennisMurphy.com or something.
Have you done this before, Nate?
Never.
Never. Oh, so we have a definite upchuck potential here.
Let me count them. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Did you count? There's more than 12.
Yeah, there should be close to 20 to 24.
Well, hang on, there are two.
I can get through them all.
They're moving around.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I can paint the picture here, we've got a bag of crawling live crickets that Nate is about to enjoy.
Cricket excrement in the bag?
Yes.
Perhaps?
Yes, yeah. There's some cricket ass in the back.
Now, is this the kind of crickets like they feed to pets and stuff like that?
Mostly feed them to lizards and things.
Lizards. Mm-hmm. Can I see, Don?
Yeah, I counted 24.
And you say you can feel the...
Yeah, put your hand on the bag and you can actually feel the crickets move around there. I mean, it's a giant see-through baggie.
So you haven't experimented with this. You haven't tried this before.
No,
all right,
not at all.
Do we have the puke bucket around?
Yeah, now see, yeah, now Nate, before you do this, there's the bucket. We don't want to make a big mess here. All right.
All right, Nate, what would you eat for a trip to Rome? Nate is going to eat 24 live crickets.
All right, be careful.
And you're just going to pour them all out from the bag into your mouth at once?
Probably won't be able to do it all at once,
okay,
but at least so.
All right, Nate, you're on the clock now.
Here he goes.
A couple of big crunchy mouthfuls.
Here we go. And we need to do it right in front of the microphone, if you don't mind, Nate.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Tilting. And in they go.
Okay. Chew on the microphone. How are they?
Not too bad.
Hold on, you got one on your shirt.
He's hanging
there. Just one. You better get him.
You got one on your shirt. Pick it up off the floor.
You got it. You got
okay,
it.
Now let's see. Give me the bag. Let me see how many you got left for your second go around.
What, you got about half of them, you think?
He has.
Is there any water around?
In the bag, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. You only ate 5.
Really? Only 5?
Yep,
how'd they taste, Nate?
There's 19 left.
What do they taste like? Seriously, what does a live cricket taste like?
There's not a whole lot of taste there.
Really? Just a good crunchy taste? A good crunchy feel?
Yeah, there's a little crunch to it.
Okay.
Okay, we're ready.
Good fiber.
And now he's going to actually scoop them out with his hands.
All right. I guess.
Yep. Now, there are still 19 crickets, live crickets, left in this bag.
He's trying to get them all in his hand. I think the bag method worked there, Nate.
What about, can we get him a plastic cup?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can we get him, like, a plastic coffee cup?
Hey, Lisa.
That would help.
And I think I gave Nate my water, so I'm not going to use that water now.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
If we have just a plastic cup.
Hi, how you doing, Nate?
All right, we're going to get Nate a plastic cup.
This is fascinating, Nate. You're starting the show off beautifully.
Then
really
you can
are.
Just pour.
And there's a chance.
Mm-hmm. Then you can just
else
pour all of the crickets
in there. You have more than a chance.
This is
terrific.
We're going to be voting on this, each of us. Me, Mike, Buzz, Rob, and Charlie. Mm-hmm. Each will be voting on a scale of 1 to 10 on how we liked your performance.
Very good. Now, Nate has put the crickets into the plastic cup. And now we're going to be...
ready?
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
19 live crickets at once. There they go. Now, on the microphone, please let us hear you chew them. How are they, Nate? Hold on, before you swig. How are they?
Crunchy.
He's not fazed, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Nate, when you swallow, have you felt any movement going down your throat?
No.
They're all pretty much wasted, but...
Oh, hold on. Oh, there was the first sign of a puke.
Uh-huh.
Now, did he eat them all?
Yeah. Yeah, how you doing, Nate? What was the gag reflex? Did you feel one move?
No, I think it was one of the legs or something got caught in my throat.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Well, there he is, contestant number one, Nate.
Nate, you going to finish them all up now?
Oh, no, so he wasn't done.
No, he's not done, Don. No, he's got probably about 15, much. Probably 10 to 15 crickets left.
But, Nate, you know what? You only have 40 seconds left.
40 seconds, Nate.
So you better hurry.
He's going to try to get them all in there. Here we go. All right, here we go. You got them all.
Got
them
in the hat.
All right, there we go.
Okay, chew on microphone.
All right, he's chewing them up.
How are they, Nate?
You got them all.
This is fantastic. Now, his face looked like he is about to have vomitosis.
There's a little gag reflex.
And Robbie got them all in under the time limit?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Nate, you're the man.
Nate. Good job, Nate.
Nicely done, Nate.
Great job, Nate.
Nate ate.
How you feeling, Nate? A little rough?
Mm-hmm.
Little rough, little movement maybe down in the stomach?
Tell us how you're feeling, Nate. Come on. It's an audio medium. Tell us how you're feeling.
My stomach's real queasy right now.
Really? Okay.
Huh. All right, he just ate 24 live crickets.
Bravo, Nate.
In 5 minutes.
Good job, Nate.
Thank you, Nate.
Thanks a lot, Nate.
Everybody, if you'll please take your score sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Leave the room, Nate.
What is the scale of scoring down? I forgot. Charlie.
1 to 10.
1 to 10, Charles?
Are
we able to use decimals?
1 point, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
10 being the best, right?
Okay.
All right. And let's get one more. Do we have time for one more before Bob Costas?
Yes.
Okay, then let's do one more. Let's meet Steve. Steve is going to eat as many hard-boiled eggs as he can in 5 minutes.
Steve seems to have brought his own bucket. Steve, you put that bucket over there on the right side of you.
Thank you very much. Steve, how you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for coming down.
Steve, we have our own bucket with a plastic trash liner there, so you might want to use that if you're going to spew.
I'm going to be spewing in someone else's place.
Right.
It'd be only proper to bring my own bucket.
All right, he brought his own puke bucket.
Consider it. Yeah.
Steve, what do you do for a living?
I work for the government.
And the reason that you're playing the game?
Why not go to Rome?
Why not go to Rome? Who doesn't want to? It's a great vacation.
Is that a lobster bib that you brought?
Yes, it is. I came with a strategy here, if you guys let me set up for a second.
Okay, why don't you explain your strategy?
What's your strategy?
Well, I figure if I'm going to put these eggs down, I'd like to go about every 5 seconds, half an egg, try to get 30 in my 5 minute allotted time.
All right.
And make Paul Newman look like,
Okay.
He's the man that he is.
Now, how many eggs do you have in your container there?
Got 30 of them.
30 eggs.
30. Wow.
Let me examine the eggs for a second.
Yes, please do.
Thank you.
You boil those yourself?
Peeled? Yeah.
Very nice.
I wasn't really sure what I was doing, but yeah, I did it.
Oh,
thanks.
Jesus. Just smell the Tupperware. Just smell it. Jesus Christ. Egg poo.
I like eggs.
God, I hate eggs.
Do you hate eggs?
I hate egg salad. I like an occasional omelet or something.
I'm gonna make you guess.
And I like egg whites, right. But I just hate the smell of eggs.
Now, you hard-boiled these a short time ago, right?
I did.
Relatively. Well, now you've got the tums.
I'm gonna lay
He's
out
brought
the tums.
Tums, salt.
He has towels.
Very good.
Yeah, this guy came prepared.
Let me lay out some tums here just so when I start getting in trouble, I can throw one of those in.
Yeah, that'll help.
That's not going to help you. I don't think so.
Yeah. And you're going to eat as many as you can in 5 minutes.
Now, he's salting his eggs, and we're going to put you on the clock in 5 minutes.
Ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
All right, the first egg is being consumed.
Second half.
The second egg is being consumed.
How was it?
Mm-mm.
Now, what is the problem?
What's wrong?
He's got one whole egg. See, it's not easy to eat.
Am I allowed to drink this?
Yeah, you can drink
something. You're allowed to drink something.
He's got beer.
Beer. He's going to have a beer.
Beer and
all right,
egg.
Go ahead.
All right.
But I want to tell you, at this rate, there's no way you're going to get
30 pounds. Because there is no way you can do it. You can't do it.
He's only on his second egg now.
You realize the act of getting a hard-boiled egg into your mouth and being able to chew it up is extremely difficult.
You're going to have to go
drier than anticipated.
Yes, of course.
You're going to have to go faster. That's all I can say, Steve. You're going to have to go faster. He's only starting his third egg right now.
What's the clock look like?
Robbie, how's he doing? You got
plenty of time, pal.
You got 4 minutes and 10 seconds.
Now he's chugging the beer. The lofty goal of half an egg every 5 seconds has already been blown out of the water.
And now he just finished. Which egg did he just finish?
What egg are you on? You got number three? Was that number three?
Mm.
He doesn't know.
Doesn't know.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to count better, Don.
Okay.
And meanwhile, here we go.
He's on his fourth egg.
He is on his fourth egg now.
All right, very good.
Concerned about the beer bloating him.
Yeah, the beer will, I think the egg will bloat him and the beer will bloat him.
Sure.
Oh, the human body can take only so much.
This guy is going to have some killer farts later today.
You're going to have a good Friday night after you puke.
Beer and eggs.
There you go. He's still on his 3.5, right, Rob? He's on his...
No, that's the fourth.
Four and a half. All
that's
right.
The fourth.
Well, no, it is 3.5. Now there's the fourth.
He has finished the fourth egg.
He's beginning...
It might have been five, I think.
Might have been five?
Yeah, well, if there were 30 in there, we'll count the ones that are left.
You're coming up on the 1:59 mark. So you better eat faster.
2 minutes!
3 minutes left to go. As he continues to eat raw eggs.
That is the fifth egg.
Hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, You all right?
You okay? He looked like he was going to puke. If you're going
to
puke...
Get that close to you.
If you're going to puke, we want to get it on mic.
All right, very good.
But it has to be a naturally occurring phenomenon. The judges do give more points if you puke.
He has slowed to a snail's pace, as was predicted. Once again, Don, bringing up the fact that the Cool Hand Luke film... Tremendously. Oh, make sure you go into the trash can.
Has he puked yet?
No, but he looked like there was a little puketosis there.
All right, you have less than 2.5 minutes left.
Now I smell something.
Rob just sprayed some lights on.
Very good. I was wondering whether that came up.
Because I'm in a separate studio and the smell of egg has made its way over here already.
I believe he has finished his fifth egg. That is his fifth egg.
Wow, and this guy came in with the lofty goal of eating...
He's going for the Tums after egg number five. This is not a good thing. And chasing it with a beer...
Oh, God.
Chasing it with a beer is not a good idea.
You know, that's like sitting and drinking a bottle of vodka and having an aspirin while you're drinking the vodka.
I don't think the Tum... Now we're going to egg number six. Egg number six. The first half of egg number six, the hands are shaking. There is perspiration on his brow.
How are you doing, Nate?
This isn't Nate.
Steve.
Oh.
Steve,
I'm going through this. You can't get my name right.
Steve, I'm sorry. Steve, you have 90 seconds left, Steve.
Oh, I love this contest already.
You have 90 seconds.
Highly entertaining.
90 seconds, Steve.
90 seconds. Steve's taking a little... Oh! All right, that was really not a 100% puke there.
It was not puke.
And unfortunately, I'm going to give you... that's half an egg that came up, so you're now back to... You okay?
Come on, you're wasting valuable time. You have 1:10 left.
1 minute.
Let's get Steve on mic. Steve, how's it going?
Not good. How's the tummy feel?
I'm going to make it.
No,
1 minute.
1 minute. Steve, you better go like crazy. 1 minute.
1 minute left. He's going for his seventh egg.
Nope, he just spit.
All right, now he's chasing with the beer.
Year.
I don't get the beer.
He's opening another beer.
It's not going to help.
This is cracking me up, Buzz. He's doing it the best way he can.
40 seconds. 40 seconds now, Steve.
40 seconds. He is on his...
Shocking one of these.
This is egg number... He hasn't bitten into egg number seven yet.
40 seconds.
Yeah.
30!
He's eating the whole egg.
Entire egg in his mouth. Hold on. Are you going to go for another one?
Mm-hmm. All right, now we don't want any blocking of the airway.
25 seconds.
Mm. All right.
All right, now
25 seconds.
Two eggs in his mouth.
That's nine. Egg number nine. I'll count the remaining
15
egg.
Seconds. All right. 15 seconds. Can you get another one in there? 15.
10.
10.
9. 8. Seven,
I don't want to have to do the Heimlich maneuver here.
Five.
Hold on.
Four, three.
It's got to be all the way in your mouth.
One time.
Time.
All right, now you have to eat it, though. If it's in your mouth now, you got to eat them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you all right?
Okay, wait, hold on.
He looks like he's nervous.
One came back out.
One came out.
Oh, dear.
All right, I'm going to count the remaining eggs, Don, okay? I'm going to separate the eggs here. I'm going to count.
I had a little of the gag reflex going there when egg number 10 came back up.
Well, right. On what we're seeing on top of the smell of eggs.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
And he brought Altoids.
19. There were 19 eggs remaining. We actually remove, he doesn't get credit for the last egg.
So he ate 10 eggs.
10 eggs.
10 eggs. 10 eggs in 5 minutes.
Congratulations, Steve.
Pretty good. Now, Steve, you're still chewing on the eggs. Tell us. How are you feeling now?
No, not as bad as I thought.
Yes. Two beers, a few Tums, and 10 hard-boiled eggs.
10 eggs in 5 minutes.
I'm disappointed in myself, to be honest with you.
Are you ready? Well, you know, I think what it was just, you know, now you know that the movie Cool Hand Luke is not, you know, not illegitimate. It really, a hard-boiled egg is probably one of the most difficult things to eat
in
the whole wide world.
Did you think you would just be able to swallow them whole?
Well... I wanted to aim high with the 38s, but I had a feeling I wasn't going to get there.
All right, well, listen, you stunk up our studio to holy hell.
I think 10 eggs in 5 minutes was an incredible accomplishment.
I'm well on pace for the 50 in an hour, I think. Mm-hmm.
As do I. Okay, beautiful job, Steve.
Nice
get out
job,
of here,
Steve.
Get out. We'll let you know if you're going to Rome. That is Steve, who ate 10 eggs.
10
hard-boiled eggs in...
5 minutes.
Five minutes.
Pretty good, actually.
And had two beers also.
Very good. Nice job.
Very nicely done. Take the rest of your eggs and get out of here, please.
Go out to the vomitorium.
Thank you.
And now we're writing down our scores for Steve.
Mm-hmm. Steve. The secret scores.
Steve came very prepared. He deserved. I give him another round of applause. He had all his lobster bib. He had his salt. He had his Tums. He had his six-pack of Milwaukee's best beer.
Yeah, he did okay.
Did a fine job. And now you can make a nice egg salad. And I'm sure you're going to want to eat that egg salad over the weekend.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes. This is Dave.
Yes, hello there, Dave.
Hey, I got a little challenge for your contestants there, and let them suck on the coins that Mike had in his belly button.
You know what? I think that these contestants have gone through enough already. The one guy ate 24 crickets.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy just ate 10 eggs. The guy who's coming in next is the guy who I think is going to attempt to eat 10 cans of Spam.
In his allotted 5 minutes.
In 5 minutes.
And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he does.
Yeah. And then we still have coming up the guy who's going to get trash from around the station.
I give Steve extra credit because he brought his own puke bucket.
Put it in a blender and then drink it. We have the girl who's going to make herself into a giant sundae. She's going to get naked and put syrup and whipped cream on herself and then eat it off.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have the guy is going to either eat or drink Dennis Murphy's underpants.
Wow. Dennis Murphy tea.
All of that still to come. And I think maybe Bob Costas in our next break, which has nothing to do with this. Please stay right there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The radio plushie for over 6 million listeners. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, we're going to start stop our eating contest for just one moment.
Yes, a very good moment
to talk to the great Bob Costas, who is being prepped right now.
Being prepped to come into our house.
Being prepped by Charlie Broyhill. Bob Costas, if he ever gets on the phone, is brought to you by Pev's Paintball. Visit their new location in Sterling, VA, 703-709-7387 or online at www.pevs.com. Oh, beautiful. He's been prepped, and now you know we love him. Mr. Bob Costas.
Bob, thanks for coming on the show again.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hello, Bob. First off, the World Series, of course. How boring was it? You're a real baseball purist guy. Did you like it or not?
Oh, I didn't think it was boring. I thought it was great baseball. I thought there were interesting late-inning strategic situations. I think it's a shame that the game starts so late, at least on the East Coast and in part in the Central Time Zone, at the dictates of Major League Baseball and television, and then a combination of factors make the length of the games themselves very long. Even if you started them at noon, and even if you cut the commercials in half, most of these games would last well over 3 hours. And so a lot of real baseball fans, not high rollers in the front row who can come to work at noon, not network guys like myself who can sleep till 10 in the morning and then go back and do the next game, but real people, you know, out there in America who are baseball fans and want to stay up and want to follow this, including kids, cannot see some of the big moments except in highlight form the next day. That's my problem with it, but I thought as baseball games, they were good baseball games, and obviously the series was closer than 4-1 indicates because the Mets were in every game.
I'll give you a perfect example. Mike and I had a bet on, since we're on in New York now, and I had the Mets and he had the Yankees, and I have a son who's in 10th grade and he's 15.
Right.
And frankly, he's not much of a baseball fan.
But I thought this would be a good chance to get him into it, and he wanted to watch the games because we had a bet going, you know, a humiliation bet.
Plus, it's an excuse to stay up later.
Sure. Yeah, but the problem is, as the game would go to 11 o'clock, 11:30, eventually I had to say, you know, you got to go to bed. You got to get up at 6 the next morning to go to school. And my son said something to me that made great sense. He said, Dad, why don't they have a shot clock like they do in basketball to stop the guys from stepping out of the box,
mm-hmm.
to keep tightening up their gloves, to keep pulling up their jersey?
Well, there's one time, I think it was Bernie Williams, and I'm not sure who the Mets pitcher was. It was the previous game. It wasn't last night's game, where they were going back and forth and having kind of a war of wills, you know, who could be on their time more. And it really gets to a point. I'm a huge baseball fan, and I've always found that to be one of the most frustrating things in the game.
You know, technically, there are rules. When no one's on base, the pitcher is supposed to throw the ball within 12 or 15 seconds, I think it is. Unless there's a special circumstance, the batter is not allowed to leave the dirt portion. He's certainly not allowed to stroll as far away as these guys routinely do. Guys are supposed to start from out of the on-deck circle in a timely fashion. They're supposed to be ready to hit if they're leading off an inning. There are all kinds of rules in place that no one ever enforces. So,
you know, I wanted to ask you about the Yankees, because the Yankees this season were more fascinating to me than they had been with their previous championships. You had a team that really literally limped to the finish line at the end of the regular season, and then you see them just transform in the postseason, and I got to think, I'm just going to give credit to Joe Torre. What do you think is the reason that this team pulled it together like this, because they immediately transformed themselves into the Yankees of postseason last year?
Well, they didn't transform themselves right out of the gate in the postseason,
right,
because the team that came closest to beating them, obviously, was Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
I think something that was really important was that Clemens pitched as well as he did.
Right.
I mean, he gave them a tremendous performance that gave them a 3-1 lead in Seattle instead of facing 2-2 and the fifth game in Seattle had he not pitched well. He gave them a great performance, you know, his escapade with Piazza aside, a great performance in Game 2 of the World Series. So the Mets, after a game they should have won in Game 1, instead of going back 1-1 or maybe even up 2-0 if they're lucky enough to win Game 1, and if Clemens comes up dry in Game 2, now they go back home down 0-2. So I think Clemens finding a groove was very important, and even as bad as the Yankees might have played down the stretch,
right,
they have Mariano Rivera. And if you get a lead in the late innings and you can bring this guy in who kicks it up several notches in October, boy, you got a trump card that no one else has.
How upset are you personally that NBC didn't get the rights to any more baseball? Because that's your passion, right?
Yeah, but I'm not nearly as upset as people assume. And I'm really flattered and almost touched that people assume and ask, you know, how do you feel about it, and say that, you know, they may miss me doing the games. That's very, very nice. But I've long since come to understand the way sports and network television are in the 90s and into the year 2000. It's not like it used to be where you associated a network with a given sports event. So the Olympics were always on ABC, and baseball was always on NBC, and NFC football was always on CBS. That's changed now, and everything's up for grabs. It's all an auction, and all these arrangements are temporary. So would it have been better for me if NBC had retained at least a piece of it? Sure. But that's the way it goes. It's a business, and everybody involved made a business decision. Maybe someday, many years from now, I'll get a chance to do it again. But if I don't, you know, I did the World Series, I did All-Star Games, I did the Game of the Week, and that's more than I could have dreamed of when I was a kid. So I wasn't shortchanged.
Because, you know, when I think of Bob Costas calling a game, I think there's a lot of parallels with Dennis Miller. You're not a comedian like Dennis Miller, but what I love about you is that you don't talk down to the audience, and you have a wit, and you can get a joke in without it being a ha-ha funny joke.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I miss. If your contract at NBC comes up in the next 6 years, would you consider going to Fox to do the baseball?
I don't think so, and neither do I think that Fox should consider me, because they have a very good number one team with Joe Buck and Tim McCarver, and I don't want to be the kind of guy who bounces from place to place. I mean, you know, sometimes the breaks go your way, sometimes they don't, but by and large, NBC has been good to me, and I've got this program coming up with HBO, and NBC has been nice enough to work out an arrangement where I can work for both them and HBO, so I don't see myself chasing baseball around the landscape. Now, is there a chance a few years from now that I might do baseball in some perform if exactly the right situation comes up. Yeah, but it's not something that I'm going to go, chasing. It's interesting you mentioned the Dennis Miller thing. What I do, I think you're right. I'll toss a line out there, and it's not like, hey, folks, do you get it? I just toss it out there and keep on going. If you get it, fine.
Which is the best way to do it, in my opinion. I think it's fantastic. And those, the people in the audience that get it, and the people that don't, c'est la vie.
I'm flattered that you say something that I think is true, which is that I don't talk down to the audience. Some people mistakenly say the opposite. They say if you try to raise the level of things, that you are talking down to the audience. And I think that's totally wrong.
Absolutely.
I think you respect the audience's intelligence if you assume that they'll be interested in something other than the usual pap and cliches that are out there. I think you are talking down to them if you consciously dumb it down to reach the least common denominator.
All right, well, listen, Jesus, we could just climb inside your bung and do this interview.
Well,
at that point, I'm calling security.
That's really how much we enjoy it. And even though, you can say the stuff about Fox, it's really not the same without you. And now that Marv is coming back, are you not going to be doing the NBA?
Well, I'm not. There's a possibility that I could be involved in some way in the late rounds of the playoff coverage. But, I'm not trying to sound like Mr. Modesty here, but it really is true that Marv Albert is associated with basketball. Of all the things that he does, and he does many things well, the signature thing of his career is basketball. Of all the things that I do, I think I did basketball well, especially once Doug Collins and I got into a groove, but probably people associate me with baseball, the Olympics, and interviewing more than they would associate me with basketball. So if anyone other than Marv Albert was waiting in the wings, I would have happily continued basketball indefinitely. But when it became clear that Marv was ready to come back and the public would accept him back, I just felt like I was keeping a chair warm for him. So the right thing to do was to step aside. And in return for that, I was able to go and do the HBO show, in effect trade the basketball for a new venture on HBO that's something that you can't really do on network TV, a sports journalism show, extended interviews, that kind of thing. So I wind up with something that's probably tailor-made for me, and Marv is back with the thing that's tailor-made for him and everybody's happy.
There is room for that, and the show on HBO, sports journalism, I think that now more than ever, it's important to have shows like that because, with the world of sports, what it has become today. I enjoy shows like that, and I wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks.
With that.
Yeah, and listen, how dumb do you think I was for taking this bet with Mike? I gave him the choice.
And Bob, let me just say, before he tells you about the bet, this bet, we had the choice of the Mets and the Yankees, and I am a diehard Boston Red Sox fan, so that put me in an unenviable position of picking one of the two teams that have broken my heart over the years, 86 Mets and the Yankees forever. So I just said, but I know that, that you don't bet against the Yankees. That's just the way I did it.
And from my point of view, I'm one of those guys that was a diehard baseball fan who read the box scores every day, who kept track in fantasy leagues. I followed the Cubs since I was a kid until they went on strike. And the last time they went on strike, they lost me.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't come back, but it's the World Series. It's New York. So I gave Mike his choice, and he took the Yankees, and I took the Mets. And now what I have to do next Thursday is sit on a toilet in Midtown Manhattan wearing an adult diaper, and I have to have my face painted with the stupid Mets colors.
That's correct. Could be the Yankees colors if you wanted.
How dumb was I for taking the Mets in that bet? How dumb? That's really dumb, right?
This is beyond dumb. This is a crime against humanity. Consider what the payoff is. And now let's also consider this fact. Since you guys are known for radio work,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be instantly recognizable to passers-by.
Yes.
Therefore, they're not going to view you as, here's the wacky TV guy on some kind of stunt.
Right.
They're just going to view you as someone who's escaped from an institution.
Right. That's exactly it. Well, thank you for once again reaffirming what an idiot I am. And Bob, listen, last thing I'll tell you. I know I mentioned this the last time, but that book you wrote, the last book about baseball, if they implemented half those changes, I would be back as a baseball fan.
Thanks.
1,000 times over. Really, it's a handbook for everything that's wrong with baseball. The book is well written. It's written from an educated point of view. And all the guy's doing in this book is stating the obvious.
Yeah, and it could use some help. It really could. And I think even after this World Series, people might say that, you know, baseball could use really a shot in the arm due to the fact that, you know, it played well in New York, but outside of New York, it didn't play as well as it usually does.
You know, what's in the book is, as you say, it's not like some formula that no one else could figure out. It's not like a Rubik's Cube. What baseball needs is a healthy dose of common sense. And the response to the book has really been overwhelmingly kind and whatnot, but it still amuses me that when someone criticizes me, what they'll say is, oh, who does he think he is? Here's who I think I am, a baseball fan and a commentator, the same as guys who write 100 columns of their own a year, and then say, who does he think he is? I'm just doing the same thing they do.
Right.
I'm expressing my opinion on a topic of interest to me. But then, when they'll say, well, you know, why does he, you know, he complains about this, that, and the other thing, the issues that I brought up, one by one, have all become issues. The pace and length of games.
Correct.
The flaw with interleague play when they finally figure out, hey, it's great when the Yankees play the Mets, but why do the Twins play the Cardinals every year?
No one cares.
No one cares if the Mariners play the Padres.
I hate interleague play more than anything, any change they've made to baseball.
Here's another one that Bob wrote about. The Orioles playing the Phillies. That's not a rivalry.
Not by any, and it never will be.
So my point is that even as these guys say, oh, who does he think he is, the realignment proposals, the various things that have been in the book, they all show up after the fact, after I've said it, they all show up being championed by other people in other places,
mm-hmm.
which is fine by me. You know, I'm just trying to get a discussion started, so I guess, you know.
Before we let you go, interleague play, is this here forever? Are they going to keep this forever?
You know, I think they'll keep it forever because they like the turnstile count with the few true natural rivalries. They like Cubs, White Sox. They like Dodgers, Angels, and A's, Giants, and, of course, Yankees, Mets.
Right.
But they've got to figure out that the way to do it is to rotate it, to keep the novelty of it. And I gave one way you could do it in the book. I'm sure there are other approaches, but almost any approach would be better than the approach they have now, which outside of those intense, obvious rivalries has already become humdrum just 2 or 3 years into it.
Yeah, you know, for instance, I know you write about this in the book, but if they did it the right way, you know, people who live in Seattle,
mm-hmm.
the Cubs will never come to Seattle for
exactly.
interleague play, or like maybe once every 20 years. If you're going to have interleague play,
right.
you've got to make it a true novelty. We're like, for instance, geez, you live in Baltimore. The Houston Astros have never played in Baltimore.
Right.
Exactly.
And not that the Astros are in and of themselves that appealing to an Oriole fan, but if once every 3 years they played 3 games at Camden Yards, the mere novelty of seeing those uniforms and those players
right.
makes that an interesting date on the calendar.
Right. And, you know, geez, that is simply common sense. All right, Bob, we'll let you go.
Hey, guys, where was Rudy?
Hold on. I've just found
him. Is Rudy lurking in the closet somewhere?
On. We have just found him. I will bet you a dollar you can't guess where he is. Mike.
He is in either Myrtle Beach or Hilton Head.
Wrong. Bob, you want to bet?
Well, the World Series is over, so he can't be on the Fox Buffet line anymore.
No. Buzzy, you want to bet?
Los Angeles?
Nope, guys. He's in Vegas.
Vegas!
He's in Vegas?
Rudy.
Yeah.
Well,
Rudy.
As soon as that series was over, I made it out of there, Bob. And staying out here in the Aladdin, shops, 130 shops, taking a couple days here in Vegas.
Yeah, well, Lord knows nobody needs a vacation more than Rudy Martz.
Personal days, Rudy, or...
personal days.
Yeah, personal days here.
Personal days.
Hey, Rudy's the only person I know that gets 365 personal days a year.
Yeah. You know, if Rudy can't make it on the show, does Michael Hiestand or Rachel Schuster do it?
Yeah, we actually had the misfortune of having Mike Hiestand on the show one time.
It was not pretty, Bob.
He is no Rudy Martzky.
No, absolutely not.
Who is?
Yeah, absolutely. Rudy, anything you'd like to say to Bob, who I know you go back with so far? I mean, you know, 25...
Back to the ABA days, Rudy.
Back ABA, Bob and I, the old spirits of St. Louis, ABA, and now they're going to do a movie about our team. Is that right, Bob?
Yeah, I guess HBO is working on a movie about the old spirits of St. Louis.
Oh, Bob.
They have a guy playing Bob. They try to get Michael J. Fox, and they have a guy playing me.
And they got Michael J. Fox to play me and Ernest Borgnine to play Rudy. Unbelievable bit of casting.
Hey, Bob, last thing I have to ask you. Did you see the worst acting performance of all time? Did you happen to see the bloated, puffy Rudy when he was on the Arliss show?
You know what? I thought Rudy was good.
Oh!
my God. Oh,
no, I thought Rudy was excellent. Cameo.
Oh,
that's funny.
You know, the great irony of that was that particular script was at least partially written by Norman Chad, Rudy's one-time bitter rival on the sports TV beat.
Oh, and another guy that hates us.
Oh, yeah, that guy used to write columns about us in the Washington Post.
Oh, he hated us more than any columnist I've ever known.
You know, I did not know that. Bob, thank you for your time.
Hey, guys.
You are welcome anytime on the show.
Thanks. Good to talk with you. See you, Rudy.
You too.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The great Bob Costas.
Wow. And Rudy on vacation in Las Vegas. Shocker.
I mean, you know, Bob Costas is kind of, smart guy, but...
Yeah, he's very smart guy, but he does...
I don't mean smart guy like smart ass. I mean, he's
very intelligent.
Smart guy.
Highly intelligent. And, you know, I like the guys like that do the play-by-play because they... And he brought up a point when he was talking about the fact that by dumbing it down, you're insulting the intelligence of the viewers. And, you know, he keeps it on a level because he knows people get it. Most of the stuff he's doing is a rock
and
good.
And that was my point. I hope that our audience...
appreciates the fact that we keep it on a high level.
When we have a guy like Bob Costas,
I think we
didn't dumb it down with Bob Costas to, you know, ask him about his farts and stuff.
Absolutely.
We are going to pick the games now. Pick the pros so they scab and bleed. Mike, we have the top five games of the week. You and I will be picking.
And will Rudy be joining us in the picks, Don?
Rudy is...
He's back playing in Las Vegas.
Off the telephone.
Very good.
Buzz, you will be picking for Bob Costas.
Okay, excellent.
All right, the first game we're picking is Green Bay at Miami. I will take Green Bay.
I will take the Miami Dolphins.
Buzz?
I will also choose Green Bay.
All right, next game we're picking New York Jets at Buffalo. I take Buffalo.
Ooh, boy, you're controversial this week. I'm taking the New York Jets.
The Jets here for me. Okay, Pittsburgh at Baltimore. This would be my upset special, Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with you on that upset special. I like Pittsburgh in this game, too.
Pittsburgh here, too.
Why, Buzz?
Because you guys did.
Can you name anybody for Pittsburgh?
Absolutely not.
Can you name the quarterback who people allege might be a homo?
I will recognize his name when you say it, but I can't pull it out of my hat. No.
Jimmy Stewart.
Can you tell me, who's the running back that's known as the bus?
I don't know.
Okay.
Jerome Robbins.
let me see. Next game. Kansas City at Seattle. Oh, Kansas City, big winner.
Kansas City.
I'm from Kansas. I'll say Kansas City.
All right, in the final game we're picking, the Monday night game, Tennessee at the Redskins. I'll take Tennessee.
Oh, man. I was certain you were going to take the Redskins. You think this is the letdown week?
Yep.
Me too, Tennessee.
I'll say Skins, then.
Okay, and why?
Skins.
And why, Buzz?
Because you guys didn't.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
You're such a girl when it comes to sports.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buzz, and thank you, Bob Costas, and thank you, Rudy, at the Aladdin Hotel, just in case there's anybody who wants to call him now, you know where he's staying, since he announced it. We will break and come back with more of The Eating Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personnel.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
What a mess we just made.
Yep.
We just did a live commercial that maybe is the worst live commercial we ever did.
No. Yeah, we started late. We weren't audible. It was horrible. They probably shouldn't pay us.
Never say that. Never want to hear you say that again.
But you know why they'll pay us, Don?
Why?
Because I just said replay TV showstopper from Panasonic.
Come on. They should always have to pay us for commercials.
Of course, because they get the whole image.
Well, we have a live commercial. We do the live commercial as Major Bill Smith. And we do the live commercials as Major Bill Smith when he's not feeling too well.
So sometimes when we're pronouncing the words, it gets kind of muddled up. It sounds like that, but we sure enjoy doing it.
We have yet another contestant for What Would You Eat for a Trip to Rome?
Very good.
I'd like to point out to the second and third place participants today that they're going to get the Monday Night Football tickets we're giving away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And everybody who comes down and eats stuff for us gets a prize.
Good.
Let's go to our next contestant, who is Ron. Ron, in his 5 minutes, will attempt to eat 10 cans of Spam.
Now, I'm not sure on the degree of difficulty scale whether the 10 cans of Spam are as difficult as the 10 eggs, but I guess we'll just have to wait to see. In volume,
it seems to be a little more significant.
Yeah. Now, Ron, are you going to be opening each can before you eat them?
I want
to... Speak into the microphone, Ron. Pull it over to yourself. Go ahead and give it a yank. There you go.
I'm going to open them all up first before I start to eat. Is that okay?
I don't know if that's fair. I think you should probably have to just... don't they have like a pop top on...
Yeah, it's very easy. We don't want any severing. You know what? Go ahead. Hey, open the first two up.
Okay. Just the first couple.
Thank you.
Where are you from, Ron?
I'm from Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
And what do you do?
I'm an electrician.
Okay.
Ron, are you familiar with our barf bucket that's over there?
Yeah, I see it.
Make sure you get your face fully into it if you need it.
Okay, now how are you going to be eating the Spam? With your hands, or are you going to actually use the utensils?
I'm just going to take it out.
You might want to be very careful because, you know, that's sharp edges we're talking about.
Oh, that's
you know, what? Maybe you should open the cans in advance.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And, you know, you should have a oh, you also brought the beer?
Yeah.
The light beer chaser.
Yeah.
And, you know, once again, the studio is starting to smell like ass.
Yeah, well, this is what you have to expect when you do an eating contest.
Yeah, but the smell of Spam is almost worse than the smell of eggs.
Can I see the Spam?
Yes, you can.
Yuck.
Spam.
I'll open this one for you, pal.
Thank you.
Spam and eggs.
You know, what about the people who do those commercials where the guy's at home and he says, "Honey, what's for dinner?" And she says, "Spam burgers." And he goes, "Mmm, you're the greatest wife ever." Jesus, I am not a Spam fan.
Ingredients: pork with ham, mechanically separated chicken. Mechanically separated chicken.
Right.
Sounds like rendered to me.
Yeah.
Water, salt, sugar, sodium, phosphates, potassium chloride, sodium ascorbic, sodium nitrate.
What is the amount? How many ounces are in each can, Mike?
Each can of Spam has 12 full ounces, Don. Oh, my God. Can I get a paper towel?
You're gonna be eating.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. That's so disgusting.
Melted
Robin,
gelatin,
we have a paper towel. I got the goo on me.
You're going to be eating, if you succeed, 120 ounces of Spam. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay.
Look at my finger. It's got Spam juice on it.
Well, it's your own fault.
I know. I was trying to be helpful.
Your own fault. Ron, are you ready?
Can I stand up?
You may stand up. Make sure the microphone, though, is up there with you.
Okay.
Because we'd like to hear this as much as possible. Mike, here are some paper towels for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lips.
And, Rob, you ready on the timer?
Yeah,
he's poised.
Because we're ready to go. We'll give Ron his 5 minutes to see if he can eat 10 cans of Spam in 5 minutes. You ready?
Yep.
On your mark, get set, go.
And Ron is off. He pours out the Spam.
Having
difficulty
trouble.
Difficulty getting the Spam out of the can. This could be a degree of difficulty, and now he's on to his first Spam.
First hunk.
Yes, it's not going to be done. I can tell you that already.
He has simply pulled the gigantic hunk of Spam out of the can.
We've enjoyed two bites of Spam, and we're already at a log jam. Ron, have you ever done anything like this before?
Mm-hmm.
You have, really.
Do you eat a lot of Spam?
No.
But you've eaten Spam for a bet before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ah. All right, terrific. He's eating the Spam right now. Oh, Lisa, gag reflex from Lisa.
Hey, if you make
Lisa, you really look like you were going to boot.
If you make Lisa puke, we'll give you extra points.
That is hysterical.
Now, I want to tell you something, Ron. Wow, you're 45 seconds into this, and you've not even finished your first can of Spam.
Yeah, you got to eat two of them.
Yeah, this is like eating 10 hams.
You have to eat two of these a minute to make your mark.
Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
Is it tougher than you thought it would be?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Ron, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to open your beer for you while you're doing that, okay?
First minute, and he's not even, he's just barely halfway through the first can.
He's halfway to Mr. 40. We got a 22 here.
That is disgusting. You're going to have to eat faster, man.
Nothing will make that Spam go down better than a nice light beer from Miller.
Mm-hmm. Here he goes with the beer.
Obviously, poor planning once again. Overestimating his abilities here.
That makes it better.
It makes it better.
Oh, that's good.
All right.
You haven't even eaten one can of Spam yet, and you're already at a minute 30.
Don, it's a foodstuff that can feed a family of four. One can of Spam can be a nice meal for four people. Don't laugh now. I don't want you to joke. I don't want you to joke. And don't flick all the Spam juice on our console.
Come on, Ron.
For the love of God.
Take this contest seriously, Ron.
All right, Ron is trying.
Ron, are you taking it seriously?
Mm-hmm.
It's just difficult, Don. It's difficult to force that much processed meat food into your mouth at the same time.
He has not even finished the first can yet. He's at 2 minutes.
What's his now? He's going. Now, did you just... Hey, hold on.
Charlie,
did he just throw some Spam away?
No.
All right, he ate the whole thing?
All right, now he's starting his second can of Spam.
I wish people could see this.
And what I love about it... It's been a half an hour.
What I love about it is that it comes out in just a giant hunk. It's like a brick,
a brick of
Spam.
Of gelatinous meat product.
Right.
He takes very small bites. And
oh, a little gag.
Oh,
are you all right?
Hold on.
Okay. Are you okay?
Ow!
All right, are you all right?
Just a little gagging. Not, okay, be careful.
I saw it coming out.
Uh-huh.
I saw the Spam come out.
We're going to be able to like get rid of this trash bag after he's done.
Yes.
He's a messy eater.
Oh,
God, that's so gross. Look at him. He's got Spam coming out of his nose. He's got Spam coming out of his nose. He really did boo.
2 minutes, 45
this
seconds.
This is 2 minutes of pure hell.
He has...
Oh, Dave, there's more beer.
This is agony.
Ron, you have 2 minutes left on my mark.
Don, I overheard Ron say something while between gulps there. He said he thought it was a half an hour. So we've reduced the time to 5 minutes. Well, you're SOL on that one, Ron.
Screwed.
Now, is he still on the second?
Is this the second Spam? Look at the size of... Hold that up and show Don.
He nibbles.
A solid block.
He nibbles. Yeah, you're right, Buzz. He nibbles. He's not really taking big man-sized bites.
No. It's really a brick of ham is what it is. It's a brick of... Yes, I
ham.
See, Charlie. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cans of Spam that are going to go...
There he goes.
I heard that. Oh, God.
Well, let me tell you something, little buddy. Here on Diamond in the Morning. We're going to take... Oh, is he puking?
Yeah. All right. Okay, you all right? Okay. All right.
He's got a minute 15 left.
Oh, my God. A minute of 15.
Was that natural occurring
that
vomit?
That looked like he was going to, like, block his airway or something. Don't block your airway, you moron.
I want to say something.
Be nervous,
here.
Ron.
Don't yell at sick people.
Sorry.
Here on Diamond of the Morning, we're going to take all of the unused Spam and deliver it to the local food bank, little buddy.
He still has time for a laugh.
It's all been open.
Want to chase it with a little more beer?
No, hold on, Mike. He's only got 50 seconds.
50 seconds.
Not much
That's
time
fun.
To drink.
I really always worry about the blocked airway.
More time to eat.
All right. There he's chewing into
his Spam. Come on, wolf that down.
There you go.
40 seconds.
No.
Ron, are you going to be able to get the second one down?
Mm-hmm. All right, dear.
He just puked it back up.
He puked it back up and dumped it into the trash can. I'm going to barf. This is the most disgusting thing so far we've seen. How you doing there, Ron?
Okay, Ron, you have 20 seconds left. 20 seconds. And he's going for his third can.
There's the sound of the Spam leaving the can.
15 seconds, Ron, go.
You gotta get 2 bites, 3 bites.
9!
As much
four,
as you can.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Time! Stop it. Let this end. My God, that's the most disgusting. Throw it away, Ron.
Hold on. Technically, he has to eat what's in his mouth.
Yes, he's chewing what's in his mouth.
You gotta eat it fast.
All right.
Since your time is really up.
Here you go. Here you go.
Yeah, I get the feeling Ron never even liked Spam.
Yeah, Ron did not enjoy this endeavor. I don't think... And Ron, once again, you vastly overestimated your abilities here.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Oh, hold on.
Oh, there
is he
go.
Throwing up or is he just wiping off his mouth?
He's just wiping off his mouth.
Him. Ron, we need to know. Hold on. He's taking another sip of beer.
You are the messiest eater we've had in here.
Ron, on microphone, please. On the mic, Ron. There you go. Have a seat.
How you feeling?
How you doing?
A little bloated.
From the beer.
It's too funny.
Excuse me.
This is killing me.
This contest kills me.
You were funny when you puked.
Yeah.
I mean, it was gross. It was really gross watching the Spam come back out.
Ron, I have a question about your barf there. Was that a blocked airway barf, or was that a it's in my stomach coming up from the stomach barf?
It was like going down, but it was... But it wasn't going down. It was coming back up.
It just wasn't going down.
But we sure did see it come back up again.
Yes. You're a little guy. What are you weighing at there, Ron?
185.
And for the record, how many cans of Spam was Ron able to eat?
I think maybe only 3.5.
Three and a half?
It was more like 2.5.
Yeah, maybe 2.5.
Hey, Rob, Charlie, anybody count? And are we counting what he puked out? Did he eat back up what he puked out?
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
Does it really matter?
Yes, in my grading, it does.
Does it really matter in the overall competition?
It does for me.
Like he's going to have a chance.
Hold on. Based on the other stuff I've seen?
Right.
Yes, I would say this guy has a definite chance, at least on my scoring system.
I guess I was simply thinking about my scoring. No offense.
About 2.25 consumed.
Two and a quarter good soon. Yeah.
How many did he puke up?
Oh, maybe a handful.
Just a handful?
Yeah.
So as he puked it up, did he eat it back again?
One time he did eat it back again. The other time
he puked it into his hand and he threw it into the trash.
Right. But that happened twice.
But at least one time he puked it out.
He put it back in his mouth.
He puked it out and ate it. Okay?
Yeah.
I needed that to know.
You need details because you're a conscientious judge.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Ron.
Please
leave now.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
That's Ron and the spam eating Ron. Please take your beer with you and any other remnants of food.
And you want to know why I ask those questions? I will tell you. And Ron, as you leave, I'll tell you, I've given you my highest grade thus far.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm impressed by the fact that the guy puked it out and put it back in his mouth and ate it again.
Mm. It's amazing what impresses you.
Yeah, I know. This is like one of those goddamn weird Olympic things where,
absolutely,
you know, all of a sudden you see the Bavarian judge hold up a 1.5.
Yeah, you're from the Eastern Bloc country giving him the big grade.
Listen, I'm impressed. The man vomited food.
Very good.
Caught it in his hands. Oh, Charlie, we got a break before our next contestant.
Okay. My God, look at our next contestant.
Got a break, and I think it's one of the naked girls coming in next.
Certainly hope so. She's going to eat chocolate syrup and whipped cream off of herself.
Yeah, and we're going to give her more than the allotted 5 minutes.
You'll have as much time as you need.
Yeah, she's hot.
Absolutely.
You know what she looks like? She looks like Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, she does. She
looks like Phoebe. That's a compliment, honey. Hold on
a little bit. Like Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah. You don't think that that's a compliment?
Maybe a little bit. She looks a little dorky, though.
So you don't look dorky.
She's a very talented actress, but I'm not sure I want to look like her. I'm sorry.
You got that kind of Swedish blonde hairdo.
That's okay. Mm-hmm.
You're okay.
I'm half Norwegian, so I have that going for me.
All right, well, it's a compliment I was trying to give you there.
Okay, thank you very much.
And will you tell everybody what the studio smells like?
You know what? I'm not sure what the studio smells like, but it smells pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Okay, you got to get out. We'll air out the studio,
Okay. Do
a break, come back, and the girl will turn herself into a sundae and then eat it off her body.
Will that be a longer period of time, Don?
As long as she needs.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi. We're doing great, thanks.
It smells great in here.
Oh, I'm sure. I just want to let you guys know, this is the first time I've listened to a radio show and nearly puked. Listen to you guys describe the spam and then sticking it, throwing up in his mouth and putting it back. I'm about to gag again.
You could give us no higher compliments.
I just saw Ron walking down the hallway with his hand over his mouth.
Great show, though.
I gave him a very high rating, man.
He deserves it.
Eat your own vomit, and you get a very high rating. At least that's how I was scoring it.
Okay, all right.
I know we have five judges, five differing opinions.
Yeah, and we got a scale of 10 with the decimal system. Right.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
hello.
Dan.
No. How you doing? The how you doing thing's over. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Calling from Fredericksburg. I'm driving along a Route 1 next to this guy in a van, and we're both just howling with laughter. I got a big chaw in my mouth, and I'm nearly swallowing my chew and gagging and looking at him. He's laughing at me and starting to throw up. You guys paint such a good picture.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, we're painting a picture because we're feeling a little queasy
in
here,
too. I've always thought that vomit equals ratings.
Yeah, absolutely.
People love vomitosis. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
All right, bro.
Get out of here. Oh, bro. Thank you, bro. Thanks, partner. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole.
It's the home of the pumpkin shampoo, the Don and Mike Show.
You just tell me what other show is offering you this lineup today. We come on the air. I admit that I lose the World Series bet. We set it up this Thursday. I'll be sitting on a toilet in New York wearing an adult diaper, 5 o'clock in Midtown Manhattan.
That's right.
Then Mike puts a $1.80 change in his belly button.
I was even unaware that I could do that. I didn't believe that I'd be able to pull that off.
Then a guy comes in and eats 24 live crickets.
Absolutely.
Then a guy tries to eat 30 eggs.
Eats to 10 in 5 minutes.
Eats 10 eggs. Mm-hmm. Then we have a very cerebral conversation with Bob Costas.
A very cerebral man, too.
Yes, and then we follow that up with a guy who almost pukes his guts out while he tries to eat 10 cans of Spam in 5 minutes.
Is this a show or what,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen?
This is a show. Now, keep in mind that Monday, we won't be here. Scheduled day off. We will be back live with you on Tuesday when we're going to be having our hollow
Weenie show.
Okay. Yeah. Use your imagination to figure out what that's all about.
Hollow Weenie show on Tuesday. Also want to thank the good people. We got more great ratings today. If you live in Wichita, thank you for listening to the show every day on KFH.
Yeah.
You've made the show number two overall in the beauty pageant in the 12-plus ratings.
Absolutely.
And, of course, again, number one with adults 25 to 54 with a mighty 9.3 share.
Wow.
And out in Sacramento on KHTK once again.
Yeah.
You've made the show number one with adults 25 to 54 from noon until 4.
Wonderful.
With a gigantic 11 share. So thank you for the great ratings throughout America. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Well, just
I got to tell you, this is about the grossest thing that I've ever heard on the radio.
Very good.
But to you guys, is it any grosser than the guy who ate the boiled lamb's head?
Boy, that's a tough call, but I'll tell you right now, the spam guy pretty much competed when he brought the spam up.
When he vomited and ate his own vomit back up out of his hands.
And the cricket guy, you couldn't hear the cricket guy that well, but I'll tell you, the cricket guy, when he had that little gag and he told me it was a leg, a moving cricket leg, that got to me a little bit.
I think we're going to have an erotic moment coming next. Charlie is getting the ingredients ready for the human sundae.
Just a little palate cleanser, if you will.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
And still to come, we've got the guy who's going to put all this garbage and ashtray stuff into a blender and drink it, and the guy who's going to drink tea made out of Dennis Murphy's dirty underpants.
Now, will he be bringing the underwear in here and dipping it into the boiling water?
The underwear is already being boiled.
It's brewing now.
It's brewing right now.
Yeah.
So what we'll do is he'll bring it in and he'll lift the underwear off and then he'll drink the mixture.
Yeah. Well,
would you want to hear something funny? Is Donna, you know, Donna, the sales assistant back there,
Donna,
went upstairs and said, "Is something burning?" Realized it was Dennis's shorts, and she says, "Ack, it's knickers."
Well, that's fantastic.
Jesus.
Knickers.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
How you guys doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I was wondering if you guys are letting visitors come and watch the spectacle today.
No, sorry, absolutely not. Closed show. Use your mind. Use your imagination. Use your imagination. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Speak to us. You're on the air.
Great show. Great show.
Thanks.
Hey, I was wondering how many cans of spam Mike could put in his belly button.
Yeah, I've never tried, but, you know, there's a good chance that tomorrow night I'll try.
Listen. Yeah, you'd have to, if you took it out, you could probably, out of the can, get more in there.
You keep more and more, you keep posturing it as tomorrow night's really going to be not just falling off the wagon, but I mean watching the wagon drive down the road.
Yeah, because of last weekend and the weekend before, I think the wagon has gone bye-bye. Or was it was last weekend the first?
You see, you've lost track of time.
I am.
Already.
Look at that. The wagon's officially in the garage.
All right.
Let's bring our next contestant in for What Would You Eat for a Trip to Rome. Beautiful, strikingly beautiful girl named Samantha.
Lovely Samantha is here. Hi, Samantha. Yes,
she's coming in, and she's going to turn her body into
a human sundae.
Human sundae, and then she's going to eat it, and she's going to get naked.
You know, with all the stuff that's been going on today on the show, having Samantha here is just a wonderful
Wonderful
opportunity to break things up.
And she's real cute.
Absolutely.
Long blonde hair.
Very nice. I'm very nervous, by the way.
Don't be nervous.
Not about getting naked, but more about talking on the radio.
I still think you look like Phoebe. And, you know, I told you the whole way.
I'll take it as a compliment.
It's not like Rudy Marsky. It's a compliment, goddamn.
I like the hairdo, the bangs, with the little blonde hair. It's a very, very interesting look.
Can I give out a piece of bad advertisement for just 2 seconds?
Sure.
I got a haircut this morning. I haven't had one in 5 months because I'm very picky about my hairstyle. So, of course, I go to Pentagon City Mall.
Yeah.
Oh, to the Suiza Salon.
Okay.
And this idiot cuts my hair 3 inches shorter on one side and 4 inches shorter on the other when I asked him for an eighth of an inch off all around.
God.
So I go home. And I'm devastated.
Yes.
Of course. And I go back and ask him to fix it, and he refuses.
Right.
And so if anybody out there is thinking about getting their hair cut at the Pentagon City Mall, at the Suiza Salon, don't go to Chris, the bald guy with a ponytail.
Talk about taking your...
mess it up.
Talk about taking your opportunity and running with it. You know, your five minutes of fame.
I know that's really superficial and everything,
it's all
right. I tell you what... if you got half of your head shaved and the other half was sticking up,
yes, I
you'd
did.
Have a bad day. I'm
absolutely.
Sorry.
And, you know, look at the opportunity. You took your opportunity and ran with
listen,
it.
Listen, take it from me. Never trust a bald guy with a ponytail
right.
anyway.
That would have been your first clue.
There you go.
Okay. He's milking it for everything he's got.
All right, well, we are ready for you.
Okay.
Samantha is now going to... Are you going to take your robe off?
She's wearing a short red.
I got to start with the pudding.
Silk right, robe. Start with the pudding. And Samantha, what we want you to do is kind of describe everything you're doing as
right.
you go along here.
Put on my chocolate pudding bikini.
All right.
Okay.
And I'll turn around.
Christ.
She's hot. Red high heels on. She's rubbing the chocolate goo on her breast.
Now, why is she turning around?
Buzz is getting quite a show, but meanwhile, we're over here looking at her back.
Why don't you turn around so we can see what's going on here?
All right. She was preparing herself. Oh, my.
You know, that almost looked like poop. she's rubbing this chocolate syrup all over her...
Never get you hot.
...pudding all over her body. Here and now, here we go.
Samantha, looks like she may have done this this trick before.
There's the whipped cream on the breast.
Certainly brought a lot of ingredients.
And the whipped cream down by the bird's nest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now the entire mixture is being rubbed all over her body.
And now she's doing, oh my.
No, she's tasting.
She's doing
the product.
More.
So far, good show.
Yes, now, we need you to get right up to the microphone and tell everybody what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We want them at home to know.
Rubbing my behind.
Yes, she is. There's a mixture. Oh, and you're doing more than rubbing.
Oh, my.
You're doing more than rubbing. You're dillying.
Samantha, have you ever played with food before?
No, this is my first time.
First time?
Right.
Really?
You're
doing it like a pro.
You're kidding me.
Fantastic.
It won't be the last time, though.
How does the pudding and whipped cream feel, Samantha?
Feels wet and slippery.
And now, what are you going to put on yourself now?
Strawberry syrup.
Strawberry syrup.
Oh, yes.
Now she is, she's pouring it all over her boobs,
mm-hmm.
all over her belly.
Wow.
All over down by her place.
Mm-hmm.
It's on top of the chocolate topping.
She's got a good body, too.
Yes, very good body. And,
putting
a little more whipped cream in the bad place.
She's putting whipped cream in the crack of her ass. Oh, now, honey, hold on. Just put her finger in her dookie.
And the strawberry syrup is on there.
Samantha, you've just taken a beautiful moment.
You know, he doesn't like the no-no spot. That's the way he is.
Oh, now a banana. Oh, I can only imagine.
Yes, you can.
The banana is being unpeeled now, or I should say peeled.
You really have no problem with this, do you?
No, not at all.
I'm having a great time.
What is the tattoo that you have on your shoulder? What does that tattoo signify?
I can't tell you or it would give away who I am.
Oh, really?
Okay. All right, now she's taking the banana. And, you know what she's doing with the banana. Now she's eating the banana. I want to say she's eating the banana in a rather sensual manner.
Yes. You want to say, well, you're telling the truth. Now we've got the lollipop.
She's
thanking
Robbie, Charlie, let's get this on the mic. She just broke her giant lollipop that she was spanking herself with.
Well, that meant she was spanking herself hard with the lollipop.
And there she goes. She goes again with that banana.
If we're keeping track here, we have whipped cream, chocolate pudding, strawberry syrup. We've have the banana. We have the lollipop.
And down.
My goodness.
She is...
She seems to be focused on one part of her body there.
Between her legs.
Mm-hmm.
She really...
There's a cherry. Was the cherry in there the whole time?
She had...
Wow. How long has the cherry been in there, Samantha?
About 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
About 15 minutes.
And she's eating the cherry.
She had a cherry inside her cherry.
It's always what you bring to the show. Yeah. It's always what you bring to the show.
She had a cherry in her cherry. And wait, there's more. Now, what do you get?
I'm going to clean up a little bit here.
Okay. She's got some milk.
She has milk.
A little milk. Are you shaking your head, Charlie? It's going to make a big mess?
Well, come on, Charlie.
Right now, wait a minute. She's pouring.
Clean it up.
She's straddling a bowl, and now she is pouring the milk down the front of her body.
It's going over her boobs.
It's going into
the bowl.
It's going over her boobs.
And boy, it looks like I'm watching Channel 596.
And she is using the low-fat milk and the fat-free whipped cream today.
Right, and now she is going to drink the milk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Tell me this girl ain't a pro.
This is fantastic.
Oh, now, wait.
More whipped cream.
She's putting more whipped cream on her butt.
More whipped cream. It does look like Samantha keeps herself in shape.
What is she doing now? I can't see.
She's rubbing her bottom with the whipped cream. And now she's taking out another banana.
Can we get a microphone down there so we can talk to Samantha and ask her what she's doing?
A fresh banana.
I'm going to get a banana. And the banana is going to go where no other banana has gone before.
Oh, my.
Okay. All right.
And hold on, Samantha. In the good place or the bad place?
I think the good place.
The good place.
Oh, the good place. Okay. All right. Just asking.
All right. The banana.
All right. Now, she's naked on all fours, covered with the syrup.
You know, one thing you notice?
What?
She's hiding the
banana.
It smells
a lot better in here.
Yeah, yeah. There's all the nice sweet stuff in the bag.
Shut up. I want to see what she's doing.
She's hidden the banana.
Is the banana gone?
Oh, now the banana's coming back out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I saw.
And now she's eating it.
What a bad girl.
The banana went all the way in.
Wow.
And then she popped it back out.
Pretty incredible show.
That's a show.
That is truly incredible.
That's a show. Any more?
Samantha, ladies and gentlemen.
That's tough to beat as she stands in front of us and fondles her breasts.
I tell you, we don't have any shower facilities here, do we? Wow.
No, we don't. You what?
I brought paper towels, so I'm prepared.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Well, take your time.
Take your time. That's fine. Yeah, knock yourself out. Mm-hmm. Get yourself cleaned up.
That was, when all this stuff came in here, I thought it would just be, you know, run-of-the-mill, pour stuff on yourself.
And, we just saw one hell of a show.
Yes.
So do I get the gross factor?
Nothing gross about what we just saw.
Unfortunately, there really wasn't that much gross about that.
There's nothing gross about what we just saw.
Well, how about the fact that I got food poisoning last night, and so I was sick all night, and I haven't eaten in 24 hours, and I'm feeling a little nauseous?
Oh, okay. That's good. Well, that'd be nice.
Sure. I did. I ate old pork chops that had been in my fridge for about a week, and so I was vomiting all night long, but I still came to the show today.
Thank you. That's good. We appreciate that.
Samantha.
We really do. Very nice.
She would be perfect, except I just noticed down by her private area, she's got the JonBenet look happening.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we like the...
I'm not a fan of that.
I know, we don't like the smooth shave thing. That's all right.
But, you know, who am I to say?
But, you know, with all the
less
food...
Less messy.
With all the food that was down there. Looks good on her, though.
She's a beautiful girl, and
a pierced navel, also.
A wonderful show.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I believe I'm just about to give my highest rating thus far today.
It's going to be hard. You know, we are. We get all these guys that are just eating anything, but we're suckers for a show like this.
Jesus Christ.
You know, really, for somebody that just calls in and shows up, someone who's never been on the show before.
So I don't get points for putting the banana in the coocher?
Yes, you get points.
I should get gross points for that because, I mean, okay, Catholics would be gross out.
I don't think you heard Don correctly. He said he's just about to give his highest grade.
And furthermore, you get a point for putting a cherry in there before you even came in.
That was a huge surprise for everybody in the room. Absolutely.
It was a cherry on top.
Yes, that's right.
Wow. And it smells like an ice cream parlor in here now. It really does. It smells like Jerry Van Dyke's ice cream parlor.
That's my coochie.
Oh, yeah.
What a show. Now, even though you've got paper towels, I would say you're in desperate need of a shower.
You're very sticky.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, maybe you can get one of your listeners to call up and come down here and lick me off.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, this is a wild woman.
Oh, we got a girl here.
Absolutely.
I'm just trying to embarrass my boyfriend. He's very embarrassed that I'm here right now. He's listening, of course, and he's afraid that all of our friends are going
to
call up and know who I am.
Well, tell him not to worry.
Bad messages on our
end. Tell him to chill out.
Tell him not to worry.
You
ever put on a show like this for him?
Not exactly like this, no. Never with food before.
Really? Do it, then.
Yeah, do this. He might really dig it.
Yeah.
Although once for his birthday, I put whipped cream all over my front and then ran in with the birthday cake. So.
Well, that's nice. So this is the wildest thing you've ever done in your life.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
You mean there are more wild things than making yourself a human Sunday on the radio naked?
I've had a very interesting life.
Really?
Really?
What's the wildest thing you've done if this is not the wildest?
You know what? I couldn't tell you.
Really? You didn't say it on the radio?
I'm afraid that people will know who I am, and then I would be very embarrassed.
Have you ever had sex with an animal?
No, that's just gross. That's not wild.
All right, I'm just saying. When you talk about wild things, would these be sexual wild things that you're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For example.
And people would know who you are if you describe it. This is almost like to tell the truth.
But you know what? You said the wrong thing. Now we got a zillion guys calling who want to come lick you.
Over and like,
hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Great. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
It's Mike D. I did that stupid spoof on Mike on the motorcycle.
You mean the animated one?
Yeah.
I think you were. Did you ever see that?
No.
You were out sick the day that this guy's got.
Yeah, I think he had his kidneys.
This guy,
what's wrong with him?
This guy has a website. What was the website? Is it still up?
It's still up. It's www.geocities.com/MDRacer76.
He does this thing where it's this animated thing, right, almost like Monty Python or The Simpsons, and it's me with an animated motorcycle rider, but they've cut out the publicity photo that we have, it's me riding a motorcycle, and I'm cruising along on the motorcycle, and then there's this red car signifying your Cadillac with you with your head, and it hits me, and there's blood. And I get, you hit me with your car. It was pretty funny.
Oh, really? Give me the website. I'd like to look at that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Again, I'd have to thank you guys.
To literally do it this second, all right?
But,
you want to lick this woman?
Tell her I've got no problems if she wants to take me with her, cleaning her off.
All right. Very good.
No problems at all.
Jesus, horny.
Lots of horny guys out there.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, praise you, radio gods. Thank you.
You enjoying the show, sir?
Wonderful show. I'm sitting in traffic. It's a beautiful day. I have the top down, looking at the hotties. Beautiful day.
Let me tell you something.
For a better one.
Take a picture, Deborah.
Did you see the comment? Deborah Dean just walked by, and she gave me a comment like that. A look. It was a nonverbal, but it was a comment nonetheless.
Right. What did she say? I didn't catch it. I just saw her walking by.
Oh, you boys.
That's all it was.
Deborah, like you're not dying to come in here and put that same show on for
Absolutely.
Me.
What woman wouldn't want to come in here and do that?
Hello, Don, my show.
Christ, I'm so embarrassed every time I pass a fruit stand. Now I'll get horny.
All right.
Thanks a lot. This is awesome. True entertainment.
Obviously, everybody really liked you. Now, Samantha, you have to put your robe back on and get out of here.
All right, Samantha.
Okay.
Fantastic.
You have to make me.
Fantastic show.
And we have
come
to
back
vote
sometime.
Yes, you can come back anytime.
Absolutely.
Come back for strip trivia.
Yeah, we'd love to have you for strip trivia. That'd be fantastic.
Okay, thank you, Samantha.
Good job, Samantha.
Beautiful. There she goes, the human sundae.
Wonderful job.
Thank you very much.
Samantha.
Wonderful.
Wow. The only thing, that would be, I'm going to tell you how I'm grading this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That would be a perfect 10 if she didn't.
That's the bad place?
Go by her dookie so much.
I know you have a problem with that, but that's okay. There are five people grading.
But they're still going to get a very high grade from me, my highest grade I've given thus far.
Yes, she did a fantastic job. She really did.
I mean, it looked like... Well, let me
ask
you...
Look at this floor.
Did she put her finger in her dookie?
No.
She did not.
No, it was all on the outside.
Okay. All right, well, then she'll get a higher grade.
Yeah, higher grade. Don't forget the banana and the cherry, too.
Oh, that's right, and the cherry.
Oh.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine. Okay, you ready to vote, Mike?
Yes, I've already voted.
Oh, you have? Okay.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, you're on the
air. Yes, sir, what can we do for you?
Oh, guys, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Don and Mike. Let them know how great the show is.
Thank you, sir.
I totally enjoy it. I'm up here in the Northern Virginia area. I am a New Yorker from Brooklyn, and I cannot understand why they're not getting the ratings and what they need.
Listen, our ratings are doing better in New York. We're not bitching about that anymore.
Oh, awesome, man.
Yeah, ratings are steadily going up in New York City, and we're delighted about that.
Don, that's great. I thoroughly enjoy your show, man. Today, you guys put this E thing. It's blowing my mind, man, but you guys are fantastic.
All right, thank you. Thank you, my friend.
Great entertainment. Take care, man.
Thank you. And I think we're going to go from the erotic to the... To the nauseating next.
Mm-hmm. I think this may be the grossest thing so
I got
far.
This right. We got the guy next who's going to put the collection of garbage and ashtray stuff in a blender and drink it. Is that right, Charlie? Is that the guy who's coming next? Yeah.
The concoction of things?
Yeah. Okay, that's what's next.
Oh, boy.
Stay tuned. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Camille.
For years, my wife has suffered from a medical condition.
It's called IBS, Irritable Bowel Syndrome.
Not always an easy thing to talk about, but we are.
Because IBS strikes millions of people.
So if you have abdominal pain and bowel problems, don't be embarrassed.
Get help. IBS is a real condition, and there are ways to help manage it.
Don't suffer in silence.
Talk with your doctor.
If only we could fly!
The best reason not to drive your little Mercedes convertible into the abutment. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a good record, the new Limp Bizkit record.
Pretty.
I bought it.
Do you know where you
are? Oh, shut up. Buzz, it is pretty. I bought it at Best Buy.
Is that the one where the lead singer looks like Satan? Limp
Bizkit. You mean Fred Durst?
Fred Durst is scary looking.
No, he's not. He's dreamy. With his backwards hat and everything.
Maybe it's another guy I'm thinking of. There's a guy that's got like coal black eyes. And he looks kind of like a demon.
Not Fred. Fred Durst is a normal looking guy. You know, as far as.
Any relation to Will Durst?
As far as rock stars go. But I bought the new Limp Bizkit record at Best Buy because it was only $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
And you get bonus tracks you buy it at Best Buy. Mm-hmm. I just thought I'd give him a plug. Because
nice.
It was like $15 at Tower Records and it was $9.99 at Best Buy.
And Fred Durst is dreamy.
He's absolutely dreamy. Our next contestant for the trip to Rome is a guy who's going to eat a concoction of 10 different things that he puts in a blender.
Very good.
And let's meet him now. His name is Mike.
Come on in, Mike.
I wonder if.
You're lonesome tonight.
Mike. Here he comes. Howdy, Mike.
How are you? Oh, it's okay.
He came over for a handshake, please.
I just, you know,
no contact.
Talk of viruses, stomach flus. You know, right. It's been kind of queasy in here. It's absolutely no offense meant with that, Mike. Mike is removing his shirt, and I'm not quite sure why.
Mike, step up to the microphone, please, and sign in. Hi, buddy.
Hi, everybody.
Hi there.
Okay, you have a T-shirt with a naked lady that says, The Don and Mike Show.
And
on the back, Rome or Bust. He had a special T-shirt made.
All right.
Okay, very nice.
Okay.
Very good.
Now, Mike, exactly what do you have planned for us today?
Well, what I did was I went to all the people in my office, and I got a list of stuff that no one would ever want to eat in their whole entire life.
Okay.
So I decided I'm just going to put it in a blender, mix it up, and eat it.
I'm feeling queasy already.
All right. What are the items that you have selected to put? And he brought his own blender. That's a nice touch.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. What are the items you have selected?
Did he decide to take some Spam, Charlie? Is that what he wanted?
No, I figured we had some left over.
Oh, if he wanted to put some Spam in there.
I'm all in for Spam. That's good.
All right,
good
very thing. Good. I see clam juice.
We got some clam juice to start the day off.
Right.
Clam
stock. Juice. All right, that's your stock that you're going to make your soup with.
Okay, what else?
We have flat fillets of anchovies.
Okay, very good.
Anchovies good and clam sauce.
Good choice. Right,
gotcha.
So far, a seafood motif.
Next, we're going to go with sliced beef and gravy entree, gourmet feast for cats.
Cat food.
Cat food, always good.
Oh, my God.
This is starting to get grosser.
Next on the list, we have Silver Creek Fine Cut Wintergreen Chewing Tobacco.
Chewing tobacco.
Oh, my God. You are not going to be a well man.
Well, just in case, I brought along my Pepto, which I'm also going to dump in the mix.
You know, hey, can we get the bucket? The bucket is back in here, right?
We could have a new leader after this round.
Oh, my God.
It only gets better than that, though, but I'll wait till the end to throw the rest in.
Okay, very good.
All right, well, get your blender ready and get yourself going.
Mike's got quite a backpack filled with all sorts of good things. We have clam chewing tobacco.
Clam juice.
Pepto-Bismol, anchovies, cat food, and Spam.
Andy said special other ingredients.
Oh, now I see he's brought out scissors. Would you care to enlighten us as to what the scissors are going to be for?
To remove certain pieces of hair from my body to throw into the mix.
Very good.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, excellent job.
That's right. When you called, I believe you mentioned that you were going to put your own body hair in there.
Yes.
He's enormously confident, too. He seems to be confident. Are we ready to make the concoction?
Sure.
Okay,
he's
get going.
Good. He's going to get a little fingerful of Spam. Oh, a big fingerful.
He's put a lot of Spam in there.
There you go.
In his blender.
All right, now we're going to get the anchovies.
You know, you can't beat a great blender. I mean that. You really can't beat a really nice blender.
It makes so many wonderful things. And, you know, when you get to be very, very old, you can take solid foods and make it into a nice concoction.
That's right. Have your nice steak in a blender.
What was that guy's name? Do you remember that guy a million years ago?
No, I don't.
We took the blender.
I don't.
Ernie. Ernie was his son.
I have no idea what the guy's name was, but he did have to have his food in a blender.
There we go. A couple of anchovies.
Oh, he's putting anchovies in.
Oh, good fistful.
Okay, he's got anchovies and Spam.
Now, how about the cat food? There goes the cat food.
This is where he
all this
me.
Doesn't faze me at all. The cat food doesn't bother me. What's coming up is what's making me almost want to puke.
All right, and there he's put the entire can, and it's that... Oh. That juicy, crappy-looking cat food that he's put in
gravy.
There.
Now, what do you have here in the He's got a plastic bag that he's going to. That's a surprise.
What is the ingredient?
Secret ingredient.
Secret ingredient. He's going to put the clam juice in.
Oh lordy!
All right. Now, Charlie, you're taking lots of pictures today. Are these going to be put up on someone's website?
Someone's.
Dennis's or Homo Joe's.
Have a little trouble getting that clam juice.
Just having them in case.
All right. Well, hey, Dennis or Homo Joe, give us a call. We'd love to put these pictures up on your website.
Can someone open
here you
for
go.
Me?
I'd be glad to. Thank open you. The clam juice for you.
Yep.
Damn.
Tap it in me.
Nope. There you go.
Got it. Good job.
There's the superhuman strength at work.
Hercules.
Oh, God. That is the most... foulest-looking thing.
You should
All right, we
it.
Have Spam,
it looks,
cat food, anchovies.
It looks like... A toilet. It looks like, right now, like you're looking at a toilet.
Here's the thing that's going to gross me out more than anything. This is going to make me sick.
The chewing tobacco?
This is so disgusting. He's going to put a little finger full of, there you go.
He's put more than a finger full.
2 inches. 3 inches.
He's put half the can
in there, absolutely.
Half the can.
Now, we have been told that we're going to have secret ingredients.
Hold on, he's going to put some Pepto in there now.
Put the Pepto in there.
Oh. All Does right. he have a glass to drink this out of?
You know, drink it right out of the...
bowl or a glass? I brought my bowl.
I'm going to take your glass.
Sure.
Oh, my God. This is the first one that's really getting to me right now. This is the foulest looking... Remember when we were in Chicago and we made that toilet art that one time? That's what this looks like.
We trashed a hotel room.
I tell you, though, he's not a weightlifter because he's having trouble getting these caps up. There you go.
Right, there's a lot of Pepto-Bismol. Virtually the entire bottle of Pepto-Bismol.
All right.
A little for the end.
Okay.
Holding back a little Pepto.
You mentioned secret ingredients.
Go to the hair first, I guess.
All right.
Start with chest hair.
He's going to cut some hair off his chest.
Oh, dear.
Who's getting woozy? I'm getting woozy.
I'm not getting woozy yet.
It's when he drinks it.
All right, he's actually cut hair off his chest.
Uh-huh. Armpit hair. He's cutting hair out of his
cutting
armpit.
Off armpit hair.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, goddamn.
Armpit hair.
Oh, Jesus.
This guy's serious.
People really want to go to Rome, man.
Mm-hmm. My God.
Okay.
All right.
And to complete the trifecta...
Oh dear.
No. What?
What's he going to do? Are you going to put pubic hair in there?
He's cut off his pubic hair.
Careful.
He is cutting off
big hunk of his pubic hair.
That's
the grossest thing we've seen today.
It gets better.
How can it get better than that?
All right, what do you mean better? What are you doing?
What is it? I also visited the pet store today, the other guy with the crickets.
Oh, yeah?
What do you have?
What is this? What do you have here?
What is it, Mike?
They're mealworms.
Mealworms, Don. Worms.
Oh, God.
And they are,
Oh, Jesus. They're gross. They're alive. There's, six of them in there.
Right.
Six live worms.
Very good.
Okay, put them in the blender and get it started.
Okay, here we go.
I got one more ingredient, too.
One more ingredient.
This is pretty amazing.
This is the kicker.
Okay, this is the worms and the pubic hair are not the kicker.
Yeah, the rest of it was weak.
Well, what's he doing?
He's doing something with his...
Are we going to have some sock lint?
No, I know what it is.
Toenails. His own toenails.
He's cutting his...
You know, I got to give him credit. He came prepared. We might have a clear leader after this.
He's cutting his own toenails.
Okay.
Big toe in there. I just want to chop it up so it doesn't get caught in my throat.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, mince it up. You know, just like a good garlic, you want to have it minced up.
And now he's cutting his toenails and putting his toenails...
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want that to get stuck in your throat.
You know, with everything that's in there.
Wouldn't the sharp blades on the blender, though...
that'll probably mince it up a little bit.
Chop the toenails?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That won't hurt them too bad. I mean, you've got your little cup over there that you're going to... After you mix your concoction, you'll drink that cup.
All right, you ready?
I got a plug to mix this thing up.
It's plugged in.
All right, now just make sure the lid is firmly on there, okay? I don't want any splatter factor.
No, nice. Turn your blender on.
All right, here we go.
looks like a strawberry chocolate shake right now.
He's mixing it up.
There he is. Now, once again, let's review all of the items.
You want to talk about it stinking in here.
Clam sauce, anchovies,
spam,
chewing tobacco,
mealworms,
Pepto-Bismol,
pubic hair,
underarm hair,
chest hair,
toenails.
Spam. Did we say spam?
I think we did.
So he started out with spam.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Now...
Now he's going to pour it into a cup, and if he drinks it, he will have...
All right. Oh, God. Oh, God. He's pouring it into a bowl, the entire thing, into a bowl. All right.
And he just seems unfazed by this.
He's all right.
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa
with a major gag reflex here. All right, here we go.
We need this on mic, Charlie.
Stink.
Can we get the mic up by his mouth?
Smells bad.
All right, here we go. All right, he's going to drink it.
All right, Mike, you said...
Hold on, he's drinking it.
He is...
Hold on, he spit out.
He spit out.
Oh,
God damn, he's puking.
Oh, no. Oh, God, that's bad.
I know.
That's bad. That's
he
fine.
He did keep that down.
He kept it down? That's
he
all you need
down
to do, pal.
Second time.
You don't need to do anymore. You don't. I swear to God, you don't need to do anymore.
Go
one more.
Go for the
one
second
more.
Class.
One more. All right, one more.
Jesus.
Oh!
All right, he's puking.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, let me describe now.
Oh, dear.
The first glass, bigger than shot glasses are the glasses we're giving, like 4-ounce glasses.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Six ounces, Buzz.
Okay.
The first glass...
Oh,
how you doing? How you doing, Ron?
It's horrible.
Good. How you doing?
I love it.
I'm doing awful.
He said,
I love it.
No, okay, you love it.
That's how he's doing.
All right, get him out of here.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Very nicely done.
Good job.
When I saw him boot, I almost lost.
I know. I had to turn away. That was pretty nasty.
Let me just explain. Okay. As he went for his first 6-ounce glass of the concoction.
Just get it. Sir? Whatever your name is, please, Mike. I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought. Just find out. They'll help you clean up. Just right. Please. Because I don't want to see him boot again.
As he drank the first glass, he got it about halfway down, and then it was like a splatter when it was out of his mouth.
Spray.
Then he guzzled the rest of the first glass. Mm-hmm.
Charlie is loving life today. Yeah. Charlie Broyhill, I give you extra credit. You were in the line of fire when he had that first regurgitation.
Both of them hit me.
He got it all over Charlie.
Then he went for the second glass.
Right.
He vomited.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then there was half the glass left. That part he did drink all the way down. No spitting, no puking.
Unbelievable, but true.
Amazing.
All right. You got to vote for that, guys.
I voted.
You got to vote.
This show needs biohazard suits.
You gotta vote.
That's for sure.
And coming up next...
I just hope I get this queasy feeling out of my stomach before the night's over.
You know, I think we have time for one or two more when we come back. Just one more?
Back, there's two more.
All right, then, let's do them both when we come back, and then we can vote and announce the winner.
Very good.
Jesus Christ.
I'm going to get out of here because I smell... What is the dominating smell here? Is it a clam?
It's the cat food.
Anchovy, maybe?
It's the cat food. Yeah.
Cat food.
Yeah. I think it's tobacco over here.
Hey, Lisa, you almost puked, right?
Yeah, the second... I'm holding my nose down. The second the smell reached me about 6 feet away, it was so strong.
Yeah. Jesus.
Awful.
That was gag... I think it was gag reflex, but... Yeah. You, Mr. Iron, cast iron stomach, as he is regurgitating, you don't like the lady rubbing the dookie, but when he was regurgitating,
that
you
was
were
a great show.
Unfazed.
Well, I had to watch it to describe it.
You have a cast iron stomach.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Wow.
It's a great show.
I'm just dying for you to take a commercial break so I can go ahead and get some fresh air.
It was a great show. It really was. Yeah. I mean, that guy really, he went all the way with it.
He could go all the way.
All right, per your request, we'll do a break. We'll come right back. Two more contestants. That's all we have time for today. I'm sorry. Other people are waiting. You should have been here earlier. We'll get two more in right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look how loud I have to yell!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Mike, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your left. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
You'll laugh until your uterus falls out. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, I'm a loyal listener, and I was listening to that contest that the guy drank all that concoction and all that, and I heard Lisa starting to regurgitate.
Yeah.
Same with Mike.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys a piece of advice. I've been a Baldwin County firefighter for about 6 years, and what we do is, like, when we come across dead stuff and we don't want to smell anything, take Vicks Vapor Up and put it around your nostrils so you don't smell anything.
Well, it's bad, but I don't think it's that bad. I don't think we're, like, into that cadaver territory.
And it was
yet.
More visual than the smell, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
It
yeah. Well, no,
it.
Buzz, the smell over here is pretty bad.
So you're in a different room, Buzz.
Yeah, I nearly booted just from watching him boot.
You make the combination of Pepto-Bismol, cat food, and chewing tobacco.
Yeah, that'll get me going.
And don't forget his toenails and pubic hair.
I know.
Didn't bother me.
See, I swallowed. I think one of the reasons.
Incidentally, I'm starved.
When I was a kid, playing high school baseball, I actually chewed tobacco and then got a ride home in somebody's VW Bug and had a bunch of mouthfuls and got sick on the tobacco.
Oh, yeah.
So whenever I see tobacco come out in one of these things, it grosses me out.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I got to tell you guys, I listen to you guys all the time, and a couple friends of mine, we do some kind of, you know, dumb things, and he ate a mealworm one time, and normally I have a pretty strong stomach for this kind of thing.
Oh, I forgot the guy put worms in there also.
That's mealworms, yes, live mealworms.
That's what we forgot to mention.
Yeah, that was nice. That was a nice touch. And I was, you know, driving up the JFX, and I could feel my stomach starting to churn, and, like, the more, you know, he talked about the color and the smell, and like thinking about that, I guess the Pepto and the tobacco, it really got that feeling in my throat going, you know, like I was going to have to pull over. And
thank you.
That doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm. That's a
wonderful, wonderful compliment.
Congratulations. I'm sorry?
I just said it's a wonderful compliment.
Oh, yeah. I just want to congratulate you guys. It's, you know, well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Guy's calling saying basically he's going to puke. Uh-huh. Great show.
Yeah. You know, we're in here and it's a little more open, but I would imagine you're hearing this. You're in your car, that confined space. You know, it's an intimate medium. We've always said that. Yeah. And boy, oh boy.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I work with Mike.
You work? Oh, you mean the guy who just had the blender?
Yep, and we've been hearing about this all week. And we are ready to puke here in the office, and it's past 6.
You did great.
It's disgusting. We can't smell.
You did pretty good. Thank you. We'll tell him his office called.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye.
Now listen,
I love you on Saturday Night Live.
We have time for, I'm sorry, only 2 more contestants.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people arrived late today.
Yeah, you can't come late to this party.
And today's one of the days we got to get out of here on time. Now, Lisa's going to be assisting our next contestant. His name is Mike, and he's going to be drinking the tea that's made out of Dennis Murphy's used underpants.
Very good. Now, do we have the underpants in there, Lisa?
I sure do. I have them right here in this pot.
All right, let's take it off.
Okay,
I have them boiled and then simmering for about 45 minutes upstairs in the kitchen. I believe this is the same pot that Gordon Liddy feeds his Molly the Wonder Dog out of.
Okay.
And upstairs, you know, you see the puppy running around upstairs sometime. I think that dog drinks out of this bowl.
And these are the same underpants that Dennis was wearing yesterday, right?
Yeah, now you brought Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill in too, right?
Yes.
Boone's Farm Wine. What are you going to you're going to make a wine cooler?
I thought I was going to be eating the underwear, so I figured, you know, wine with my underwear.
No, I think what we're going to do is just...
you're going to drink the Dennis Murphy tea.
Oh, what we're going to do is put Dennis's underpants into a coffee pot.
Okay.
And then we're going to add water, warm water.
Now, is this the same water that's been boiling the underpants for a while?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I like the bouquet smell, too.
Very nice.
And let's see if there is a hue to the water. I'm going to guess if there was a hue, there would be a brownish hue. I tell you what.
More cloudy than anything else, Don.
Just cloudy.
Hold on, though, Lisa. Hand me the underpants for a second.
Do we have a stain?
We should have.
Yeah.
I just need to show you something here.
Okay.
I don't want to get it all over the control board, so I'll be very careful.
Just hold it over the pant. The pot. Just hold it over the pot.
Let me just show you. Right? Right there.
And there it is, yeah.
And that's a front stain.
And they've been boiled.
Wow.
I mean, it's not like washed. They have been boiled.
You want to get a picture of that, Charlie? That's a nice...
That blood?
That's a front stain.
It might have been.
And, you need it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm feeling comfortable holding up Dennis's underpants.
I wonder if those are underpants that have come back from Mexico.
And in the back...
Uh-huh.
Well, Mike, let me just show you what's...
You're a braver man than I am handling this.
What's doing back there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's some skid marks back there.
Fantastic. And they've been... how long have they been boiled for, Lisa?
About 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Oh, now listen, anybody who wants to see these pictures, over the weekend, we're going to post all of the pictures from all the contestants and everything that happened on Shiloh's website.
Oh.
That's www.2xpose.com.
Very good.
We'll have them up sometime this weekend. www.2xpose.com.
Now, Lisa will be pouring the tea. It's in a coffee pot. Dennis's underwear in a coffee pot right now. And she is pouring the mixture into a wine glass. And Mike is going to drink...
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's going to drink the concoction that has been brewed from Dennis's underpants.
Are you ready, Mike?
Sure, I'm ready.
All right, go ahead.
I take
go
the underwear out after.
What's
after
that?
Done drinking the...
You've got what you need. You've got the Dennis Murphy tea.
Ready? That's it, yeah. You're drinking tea that's made from Dennis's dirty underpants.
Let me say hello to my wife, Jennifer, and I'll see you in the emergency room.
All right.
Okay, here he goes, and... down the
down the
hell.
Good job.
That's foul.
Now what he's doing, Don, he's taking the underpants out.
Wait, no, what's he doing to the underpants?
Wringing them out into his mouth.
He is extra credit right there.
Squeezing out Dennis's underpants.
And oh God.
Every drop.
Gross.
Drinking the juice from his underpants.
Oh my God. Good job, Mike.
Okay.
Good job.
All right, get out of here, please. God damn, that is disgusting. That is really disgusting.
Wow.
But once again, I must applaud another contestant for going all the way with it.
Happen Arts contestants done a great job today.
They have.
They've done a fantastic job.
They have.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
There is a pubic hair also.
Oh,
we didn't just see found that. It.
Oh, my God.
Oh. He just licked it off Dennis's underpants. Not only did he drink the tea.
Oh, my God.
Made out of Dennis's soiled underpants.
Wow.
He then took the underpants out of the tea kettle, squeezed them,
and then just drained it into his mouth.
And then when Lisa found a pubic hair, he pulled it off and licked it off the underpants.
Pretty amazing. Amazing right. Performance, Mike.
You got to give that guy a decent vote, everybody.
All righty, then.
And we have time. I'm sorry for everybody who's waiting and can't get on. One more contestant.
Who do we have next, Charlie?
It's Lee.
Lee?
His name is Lee, and now...
Excuse me, a little burp there. Hi, Lee. What are you going to do for us?
Well, it pales in comparison, but I'm going to eat raw eggs with
raw
shells.
Eggs. Raw eggs
with shells.
Ah. How many do you think you're going to eat?
I'm going to go for 12.
12.
12.
A dozen eggs.
All right. Yeah, and he's going to have the five-minute time limit, Robbie. You're right, it does almost pale in comparison.
I see you've got a little Yoo-Hoo chaser there.
Yes.
Have you eaten raw eggs before, Lee?
Not the shell.
All right. I'd like to point out that, yes, first place gets the trip to Rome, but second place and third place will both receive Monday Night Football tickets.
Not bad.
Now, and everybody gets wonderful parting gifts today.
Now, you signed the release, right? Because this isn't always the most healthy thing to do. Of course, Sylvester Stallone did it in Rocky, right? But he didn't have the shells.
No, he just cracked them into the blender.
Right. But raw eggs aren't supposed to be good for you, but it's your,
all right.
It's your ass.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
5 minutes starts... Now, go.
All right, there's one.
Can you do it into the microphone so we can actually hear you eating it?
Yeah, I'm at a bad angle here. Oh.
Okay, that's two.
That's two.
He's eating two raw eggs with the shells.
Mm-hmm. How's it going?
He's got plenty of time.
Okay.
He's got plenty of time.
The white dribbling. Right, now he's opening the Yoo-Hoo. The Yoo-Hoo chaser. We have allowed all of our contestants to have a chaser. Can you move over to the right a little bit, please? Thank you very much. There you go. Attaboy.
Mike just doesn't want you as close to him. There goes...
Especially when the eggs come back up for a visit.
There goes the third raw egg in the shell.
Very good.
He seems unfazed.
Now he's taking off his sweater. There seems to be a heat factor here. Getting a little...
The heartburn.
He doesn't want any yolk on his sweater.
Right.
Oh, gotcha.
Right.
That's it. All right.
On the nose. Yeah, it looks like you're having a little trouble. What's the tough part? Is it the shell?
He's up to the fourth.
Mm.
He has just put the fourth raw egg with a shell in his mouth.
That's amazing.
I'll tell you, this guy's making an incredible process. He's only at the one-minute mark right now.
And,
Hold on. It's coming out now.
Okay.
Right, it's coming out.
Direction.
It's coming out. Okay.
Oh, God.
He has the yolk coming out of the sides of his mouth.
Oh, God.
It's like spitting out the sides of his mouth. What number are you on now, sir, Lee?
He's on four.
Four.
Number four.
Number four.
How much time does he have, Rob?
Oh, Mike, I got the clock. 3.5 minutes
left. You got 3.5. Take your time, sir. Relax.
3.5 minutes.
How you doing? Starting to go slow?
Good.
Good.
Good, he says. And this is egg number?
This is four.
Four?
Four.
And there he goes. It just went in his mouth.
All right.
He is eating raw eggs with the shells.
Now, I think it's the shells that are requiring all the chewing. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Not going down easy.
Mm-mm.
The shells aren't going. Well, you got the Yoo-Hoo there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
2 minutes. 2 minutes, Lee.
All right.
You have three left, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. He's got six left.
No, I meant 3 minutes left.
Mm-hmm. Six eggs left. Though.
You got 3 minutes left, so you could relatively...
That was very good for the microphone.
You could take your time.
The extra chew.
Really?
You got about 2.5 minutes left.
Now, earlier in the 5 minutes, a guy ate 10 hard-boiled eggs. And the thing that's making it tough, how you doing? How you feeling, Lee?
Well, there goes another one. You know, and he just puts the entire egg in his mouth.
Yeah, he's doing a good job.
Pops it in.
And of the dozen, he is now on, this must be number 8 coming up.
Right.
Wow.
Are you going to go for 2 at once?
Mm-hmm. No way.
I just see he's got one in each hand.
No way. This is quite a finale here. An incredible group of performers.
You have 2 minutes left.
He's determined.
He puts another one in there.
Egg number 9.
Number 9 has gone in there.
And other than the earlier explosion where he was puking a little bit, where he had
feeling
the egg
a little queasy,
where he had the yolk coming out of the side of his mouth.
He's done pretty well with this.
He's
relaxing now. He's got kind of a rhythm. He's got another egg in there. How you feeling?
A-okay,
he says.
Just giving us the okay sign.
It's the shells. I think it's the texture. That's what. Yep. The problem seems to be the shells.
There goes egg number 10.
He's got three pieces of shell on
you
his face.
You have 90 seconds left.
All right.
90
he's
seconds
chewing,
left.
He's chewing faster. I think he's going to make it. He seems to be very confident.
2 eggs. Can you speak at all?
No, he can't.
Okay, he can't speak.
I believe.
Now it's him.
And now he can. All right.
Can't speak.
There you go. Oh, as it drips off his chin.
I can't speak. I'm dumb.
That is the 11th egg.
Oh,
the 11th
God.
Egg has been put in his mouth and he is chewing it. How much time does he have, Don?
He has 1 minute, 10 seconds left.
1 minute, 10 seconds. He can coast to the finish line. He only has 1 egg to go.
Keep in mind, though, that if he ends before the 5 minutes, that also...
Bonus points.
That would influence the judges.
The last egg has
last
been
egg
consumed. He is drinking his Yoo-Hoo.
Wait till he swallows.
His stomach is distended.
He's not able to get it down.
You made him laugh.
I didn't mean to make you laugh, sir.
He's not able to get it down yet.
For some reason, he chuckled at stomach distended.
Okay.
There's the
How
swallow.
You doing there, Lee?
I'm done.
Yeah!
He did it.
Bravo!
Unbelievable.
Now that was an amazing show. Lee, how are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Hey, what a trooper. Fantastic job.
The guy just ate 12 raw eggs in the shell.
Marvelous performance.
And chased it with Yoo-Hoo.
My God. I wish we could give all of them a trip to Rome.
So
I really
do I. That was one weird goddamn chaser. Lee, thank you.
Good job.
Great
Amazing.
Performance.
Much better than expected.
Shell and all.
Okay, so now, to recap, here are the artists that we're voting on. We had Nate, who ate 24 live cockroaches.
Crickets. That's right.
We had Steve, who ate 10 hard-boiled eggs.
In 5 minutes, Don.
We had Ron, who ate how many cans of Spam?
I think it was like 3.
3 cans of Spam, but keep in mind...
He regurgitated and ate it.
Yeah, Ron puked and ate his own puke.
Right.
We had Samantha. She is going to be a force in this competition.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Came in, got naked, beautiful girl, made herself into a human sundae. She had, before the show, in everything. She ate the stuff off herself. She licked herself. Then we had Mike, who came in and put a concoction of items.
Spam. Clam juice. Anchovies. Pepto-Bismol.
Chewing tobacco. Live worms.
Hair, mealworms. Nails.
That's right. Yeah. Hair. Now, pubic hair.
Pubic hair and his own toenails. Put them into a blender and then drank it. Now, keep in mind, he also puked, yet he came back after he puked and
drank another concoction.
And drank the cup. Then we had Mike, the man who made tea out of Dennis Murphy's used underwear, and afterwards took the underwear, the wet underwear, squeezed it, and drank the underwear juice into his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing. Took it to another level when he did that.
And then when Lisa found a pubic hair, he ate Dennis's pubic hair.
Pretty amazing stuff.
And finally, we had Lee, who, as you just heard, ate 12 eggs.
I'm starving.
12 eggs in the shell. 12 soft-boiled eggs in the shell.
Raw eggs.
Raw eggs.
Not soft-boiled. They were raw.
Excuse me, guys. You're right. They were raw. Ate them in the shell.
Amazing.
Oh. Well, that's it. It's time for us to vote.
It's voting time.
Time for us to vote and pick a winner. Let me see who's on the phone. We're going to take a break so Broy Hill can actually tabulate these correctly. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. This is Cancun from Cancun.
You're the man, Dennis. Way to go.
All right, so those underpants were from Mexico.
Very good.
And are you sure you want... I'll pick a picture on my site if you want.
No, Dennis, picture's going on Shiloh's site.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you, though.
Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you, Dennis.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Hello.
Ever the entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you guys know that oil in the underpants really kind of takes away from that because you get all the bacteria.
Well, that's exactly right. That's exactly why we boiled them.
Yeah, then you come down and drink it, pal.
That's right. Okay, boiling the underpants, the reason we boiled them was to get the bacteria out.
To get it out of the underpants, it totally gets rid of it when you boil it.
Yeah, but it's still Dennis Murphy juice no matter what you do.
Listen, dummy, we boiled it to get the bacteria out.
That's fine. The pubic hair does clinch it, though.
Thank you.
Oh, so glad we pleased you.
Thank you, please, douchebag.
Threw us a bone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got to tell you, that last guy that ate the eggs, I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden I start salivating like I'm going to puke.
Mm-hmm. All right, everybody has their own favorite.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Tom Gavin.
Oh, hi, Tom.
I voted for the guy that ate the crickets.
All right, Tom, thank you.
Tom Gavin weighing in.
Your vote doesn't count, but thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I will drink the puke bucket.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, you're too late, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, sir, I'm interested in why Dennis Murphy's website does not have the naked chicks fully seen. Like, he's blocked out their breasts and their private parts on his website.
I don't know anything about that. Are they pixelated?
Yes.
And perhaps that's a decision that Dennis has made himself.
You just had him on the phone. I hope to, when I called, that he would still be on the phone.
Okay. Charlie, do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I do. Any event associated with the show cannot be pornographic.
Gotcha. Uh-oh. All right. Sorry, honey.
That's okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, it's just this contest. There's one thing I have to say.
Everybody loves it, Mike.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, yes. I'd like to say that the guy that made tea out of Dennis Murphy's underwear was definitely the most grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
The most grossest.
Everybody's got a different opinion.
Yeah, you know, this is a pretty even competition. It's going to be a big surprise as to who wins.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I just want to let you know my gag reflex kicked in about the time the guy ate the Spam concoction. Almost lost it in my front seat.
Boy, it lost it there. You should have waited until the next couple of acts. All right, thank you.
But,
listen, has everybody completed their voting?
Yes.
All right, pass the ballots, please, to Robay Speed Bump. There you go, Robay. There's mine, Mike. Here is Mike's. Buzz has got his. We work on a system where we grade 1 to 10.
1 to 10 with decimals.
And when we come back, Charlie Broyhill will announce the top 3. Everybody gets a prize, but third place gets Monday Night Football tickets, second place Monday Night Football tickets, first place free vacation to Rome.
And we'll let you know who's going to be the big winner when we come back.
Right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
and she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen your menstruation.
They wonder if you're Olsen tonight.
I wonder if.
Don Geronimo and Michael Moore.
Hey, did you pull out that winter music, Robbie? I don't see it sitting around anywhere. You got it on CD.
There you go.
You tricky bastard. All right, we're ready to announce the big wiener. I think we need timpanis.
Timpanis.
I will tell you that Charlie has graded, and we have three finalists.
Three wonderful finalists. They were all terrific. Everybody that participated today did a fantastic job.
The three finalists are Lee, the man who ate 12 eggs with a shell.
A nice round of applause. Polite round of applause for Lee.
Samantha, the girl who made herself into the chocolate sundae.
Wow. Yes, yes.
Bravo.
And Mike, who drank all of the stuff in the blender.
Those are our three finalists. One of these people, two of them get Redskins tickets.
Yes.
But one of them is going to Rome, Italy.
Two of you will be going to the Monday Night Football game with the Redskins and the Titans. Everybody else gets wonderful parting gifts, incidentally.
Very good.
Our third place winner, with a combined score of 8.54 out of 10. Our third place winner is Samantha.
Samantha!
Samantha.
Fantastic job, Samantha.
Samantha, I will tell you that one person gave you a 5.
Really?
And I think we should out that person.
I agree.
Fag. Charlie Broyhill.
Wow. Wow. So there's the evil.
You let me down.
Mike gave you a 9. I gave you a 9.8. Mm-hmm. Rob gave you a 9.5. And Buzz gave you a 9.4.
Very good. All did great.
So your scores were very good.
Yeah. I'm flattered.
Except for Charlie's score.
All in the nines, except for that man's.
Don't blame us. Blame him. But enjoy yourself at Monday Night Football.
Oh, definitely.
And thank you for coming down. And we'd love to have you come back for Strip Trivia. Please, please.
Would you come back? You look disappointed. Would you come back for Strip Trivia even though you're disappointed?
I might just have to.
There you go.
I don't like to be second best or third best.
There you go.
I just have to come back.
Absolutely. I will tell you that our second place contestant did receive a perfect 10 score from somebody.
Really?
With 8.66 points in second place.
Second place.
Lee Winters, the man who ate the eggs in the shell.
Yeah. Lee Winters, and that means...
That means with a score of 9.64, the winner is Mike, the guy who ate the stuff out of the blender.
That's Mike. Me. Yeah, you did a fantastic job. I mean, I think all three of you guys, I think we got the thing that's great about this contest, we all voted. Nobody knew who we were voting for. We got the right three people for finalists, right. I think, going away.
Yep, let me give you your voting now. Lee, Charlie Broyhill gave you an 8.5. Mike gave you a 9.2. Oh, you're going to hate me. I gave you a 6.0. Rabe gave you a 10.0. And Buzz gave you a 9.6.
Pretty good marks, Lee.
And Mike, the guy who drank the stuff out of the blender, Roy Hill gave you a 9. Mike gave you a 9.5. I gave you a 9.9. Robe gave you a 9.8. And Buzz gave you a perfect 10.
There you go.
It was perfect.
Bravo, guys.
Congratulations.
Lots of voting, and y'all did great.
Y'all did great. You two enjoy yourself at Monday Night Football. Thank you for coming down. Make sure you come by the pregame show, and I will hook you up with some nice free stuff, okay? Some nice Redskin stuff. But you, my friend, you, Mike, you want a trip for two to Rome.
Yeah, now it's time for your acceptance speech. Is there anything you'd like to say, Mike?
I'd like to thank all the people in my office who helped me think up the stuff to put in that nasty thing that I drank that I'm probably going to feel sick all weekend for drinking.
I have a question for you. Did you boot later on afterwards?
No,
you kept it down.
I'm going to go induce it in a couple minutes because I can't leave that in my stomach.
Yeah. And where do you work, Mike?
Well, I was born not to say where I work.
Okay.
So let's just say it's an accounting firm.
You're an accountant.
Mike, let me tell you, you've won a round-trip vacation for two to Rome, Italy. Your trip includes round-trip coach airfare, five nights hotel, tour of the city of Rome, ground transfers to and from the hotel at airport, the ultimate James Bond collection, now available on VHS and special edition DVD, six classic 007 titles now available, including Octopussy, Diamonds Are Forever, You Only Live Twice, A View to a Kill, From Russia with Love, and The Living Daylights. Enjoy your trip.
Thanks, guys.
And you, Cal. And you, Guy.
Samantha and Lee, fantastic. Anything you'd like to say, Samantha?
I'm a big Redskins fan, so although I would have liked to get that trip to Italy, this is not a disappointment.
And you got to slam that hairdresser today, too.
And Lee? Anything you'd like to say?
Guys at work were bragging about going, and now I'm going, so.
All right, great. Guys. Fantastic.
You each get a couple of tickets. See the Redskins play the Titans Monday night, FedEx Field. Your tickets are courtesy of the Redskins. Don't forget the costume contest, Haunted House House, the Halloween Haunted House, located between Stadium Gates D and E. Watch for Rob Spiewak there. And both of you, make your way up to the booth. I'll hook you up with some nice Redskin stuff at halftime.
Thanks a lot.
So thank you. We'll see all of you later.
Now get out of here.
Get
out
of
job.
Here. Everybody. Everybody, get the hell out.
Good job.
What a show.
Jesus.
Good job, everybody.
Jesus, what a competition.
Fantastic.
Great. Well,
I wish we could only, wish we didn't have to pick one winner.
I got
to
say, I think, really, the best man won.
I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I think he got the highest grades from all of us.
Yep, but it sure was close. And you know what? The whole competition was close.
Yeah, we have.
Because the third place person, Samantha, had an 8.5. The guy who drank Dennis's underwear tea ended up with a 7.6.
How'd the cricket guy do? Because I liked him, too.
Yeah. 7.26.
Okay.
Fifth place. Sixth place was the guy who ate the hard-boiled eggs, 6.44. And our last place finisher was the guy who ate the Spam and threw up.
Fantastic.
At 5.3.
Very good.
So there's your rankings. Let's go right to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
You're about to.
He made it up.
Your lead story has to be the fact that Broyhill gave that chick a 5.
Well, you know, it ought to be, but no. Tonight's lead story is, do the bad guys now have the keys to your computer?
Ah, Buzz, you teased.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned,
for
everybody.
For news and comments.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
No empty-headed ball busters allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
And once again, if you want to see pictures of everything that happened today, and we have some great photos, we'll have them up this weekend on Shiloh's website at www.2exposed.com.
And you will see why Charlie Broyhill is a renowned photojournalist.
Yeah, did a good job today with the camera. Now, here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, if Microsoft isn't safe from hackers, then who is? This afternoon, Microsoft admitted that, yes, hackers did break into its network and access some of its most valuable software secrets. The hackers swiped the computer codes from programs that were, according to Microsoft, under development.
Hold on, Buzz. I'm sure this is not for us, but the inside line is ringing.
Everybody just hung up.
Thank you.
It's not for us. The hackers swiped computer codes, and what this means to us, potentially, is that these hackers may now have a key to our computers. These codes can be used to find security holes in Microsoft products we may be using. Microsoft says that isn't true, but security experts say it is. Microsoft says its most popular programs, Windows and Office, were not invaded. That's what they're saying this evening.
I think the top news story tonight should be that I want my wife to know that I've not been with another woman, that Lisa gave me some stuff to clean my hands with.
It smells very pretty.
Did she give you that stuff?
Yeah, it's got like a vanilla-y smell.
Yeah, no,
it was
no.
Hand sanitizer. And for whatever reason, after this contest was concluded, we all felt like it was a good idea to put that stuff on.
I mean,
on.
She was sweet to come in because I had just touched Dennis's underpants.
Oh,
he said,
right?
Here, you know, rub this on your hands.
I hadn't touched anything, but I'll tell you right now, I wanted to get that stuff on my
hands.
And
I rubbed it on my hands, and now, you know, my hands smell like girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
And my hands, no, my hands smell like clean girl. Let me just say that.
Uh-huh. The trouble would be if you came home smelling like strawberry syrup.
then
you'd be in real trouble.
Then
you'd have some splaining to do,
that's right.
Bingo.
In the hands of Microsoft's competitors, these source codes, as they're called, could be even more damage to the company than the government has tried
source
to
codes.
Do. Source codes. Yeah.
How you doing?
President Clinton says, enough about Monica. In an interview with Esquire magazine, Clinton says he believes Americans feel he's been punished enough. And he says he's apologized, and he says now he thinks the Republicans should apologize.
For what?
He thinks they should apologize for spending $100 million on special prosecutors and congressional investigations that resulted in, and I quote, not one example of official misconduct.
He's right.
He says they used a personal mistake.
He's right.
A personal mistake to discredit his public work.
I wonder if you inserted a cigar in the twat of your intern tonight.
He says that what the Republicans did was not about morality or truth or law, but about politics and power.